Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once per 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
This is the Fright Break. Do you hear that sound? Sound of a heartbeat, a frightened, terrified heart. Is it beating faster than your heart or slower? This heart is going to beat for another 25 seconds to allow anyone to leave this theater who is too frightened to see the end of the picture. 10 seconds more and we go into the house. It's now or never. 5, 4, you're a brave audience. 2, 1.
Good evening. I've been asked to tell you that the following show is very scary, with stuff that might give your kids nightmares. You see, there are some crybabies out there, religious types mostly, who might be offended. If you are one of them, I advise you to turn off your set now. Come on, I dare you. Chicken! Hey.
Homer, did you just call everyone chicken?
No. I swear on this Bible.
That's not a Bible. That's a book of carpet samples.
Ooh, fuzzy.
Shut up! Don't interfere. If you need to step outside of this room, do it.
Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Ghostly things are gonna happen.
I have killed 2 people since midnight. I have not slept for over 24 hours. So maybe you should be a little more afraid of me than you are right now.
Halloween spooks behind the tree.
Stay where you are. Everything's gonna be fine.
I wish that the children could see. But I can't find them for the life of me, and there's Halloween
food. Listen, everybody, this is our time. Get it right.
You probably don't think that I can force this town down your throat. Trust me, I can. All the way. Except I hold on to this one little bit here. When your stomach starts to digest it, I pull it out, taking your stomach lining with it. Most people may take about a week to die. It's very painful.
Hi, this is Fabio, wishing you a very happy Halloween.
Try to shoot me. I will have to shoot you back, and I promise I won't miss.
Hello. I'm William Castle, the producer of I Saw What You Did. I'm happy to join the management of this theater in personally inviting you to attend a special world premiere of I Saw What You Did at this theater. There will be celebrities, lights, and plenty of excitement. Everything for a gala premiere in the glamorous Hollywood style. Oh, and another thing, and this is important. I will be at this theater with my Hollywood cameraman to give everyone an opportunity to be in the movies. By that I mean, you will be interviewed and photographed as we do with the Hollywood stars. See you at your own premiere. I'll be looking for you. And remember, this theater will furnish seatbelts for your safety, so you won't be shot out of your seat. Don't answer it. See it.
Show, where we always give you the laugh you need on the 8th. Starring a man whose agent isn't vigorous, and he invites you to come use his pool anytime. It's Michael Thorpe as the tightest DJ in America, Don Geronimo. And he sits and really works it.
famous Little Mikey Burger. And he can have a cassette at any moment. He's Michael Sean Patrick O'Mara. And Mike O'Mara. With sexy, winningest newsies ever to grace a glass-closed room. He makes men cry and women swoon. It's Michael Elson and John and Mike is brought to you by Mark. Now, coming to you guys from the world down over my headquarters is Plastic Rockville, Maryland. Caught that in rich Corinthian reverb.
A funny good one, too.
That is sent in by a loyal listener. No relation to Bobby. I think we say that every time we play it, right? Glenn Darren.
Darren.
Glenn Darren.
Thank you, Mr. Darren.
Or one of the Darrens from Bewitched.
The Don and Mike Show.
My two dicks.
Or whatever.
Ooh, I like this.
It's spring, baby.
Hello. Yeah, Lisa.
You reach.
Stink.
You
stink. Stink.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Just right.
I hope you said everything you wanted to say to me today, because it's the last chance you'll ever have.
Elwood!
You better say a bunch of extra prayers, because I hope you go to hell.
You're goddamn
sick. He's mentally retarded.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Nancy Diggs, you got here.
God, you're ugly.
Suck on that, losers.
I'll just be your secret lover.
You better say a bunch of extra prayers, because I hope you go to hell. You're in a fog. You're in a haze. Your reasoning ability, your compass is way, way off here.
Hello.
You know what? This is crap.
Hello.
Hello.
Mind your own effing business. Leave me alone. I hate you. F you. Shut the F up.
Doesn't like Aretha.
Look out! Look out!
There's a thing. There's a thing.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I will never kiss your big, fat, square ass, and that's what will be required in order for us to get along.
All right. Yeah, the great Aretha. You better think about Sting.
Yeah, babe.
There goes Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's
Don and Mike. And you have friends, if you can tell by the smell. This is the Don and Mike Show, and it's a new episode, everybody. On this Monday, October 30th, it's 1030, 6:30th day of October. Phone numbers, we just gave them to ye. There they are again. 877-365-3636. You say phone number. We got one phone number.
24 lines from North America and Canada. You can also hear us on the internet. Go to our website, dynamicwebsite.com. Click on Listen Live. Right there. Is your thing on, Buzz?
Yes, it is. Hi.
Are you just nodding?
Yeah, I'm nodding in agreement and support.
I didn't know if you were giving me one of your signs that your microphone wasn't on. I don't know if you're like Michael J. Fox.
No, that's this sign here.
I don't know if it took too many of your meds before the show today.
Or like, not enough. Like he always smiles real friendly-like.
Yeah. But, let me see. The email is at our website, too. Right. DonnaMikeWebsite.com. That's where you hear us live on the internet. And, you can shoot us the emails and the phone number. Just like this person is called. 877-365-3636. What? Hello. Hello.
Don and Mike?
Yeah, hi.
Hey. Don and Mike.
Here we go. First call, on-screen call,
brand new week.
Right.
It's going to be good.
You know what this is?
It's going to be good.
You know what this is?
What?
A chance to start over.
This is going to be a good call.
Welcome to Clean Slate Monday.
Here we go. It's all you, sir.
Did you hear about 98 Rock cleaning that slate with getting rid of Kirk and Mark?
Okay. I was wrong. It's Monday. It's good to get that first big mistake.
That's right.
Out of the way on Monday.
It's like the first pancake. You
that's
throw
a good
it away.
Thing.
Did we hear about what?
Kirk and Mark. Kirk McHugh and Mark on Dago from 98 Rock in Baltimore.
Are you throwing around some sort of ethnic slur?
No.
You said Mark something? Mark's a what?
He said Mark's a Dago.
That's an insult to right. Italian Americans, and we don't accept that kind of talk.
That's the name of a mustache.
What? Really? Why did you call? I mean, this is the first show of a brand new week of the rest of our lives.
Fresh start.
We're all looking at that portrait of the kitty cat that's hanging by its claws. It says, hang on in there, baby.
You've elicited two burps out of Don in the first minute of the show.
Come on. What are you bringing?
Anyway, that's it. I'm very, very sorry. I'm terribly embarrassed and terribly sorry. It was disgusting. It was a BS call.
Playoffs? Playoffs?
Jim Mora, diddly poo, got to regroup.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Totally embarrassed and totally ashamed.
Michael
Hello.
Hughes.
What?
It's Michael Hughes here. I just wanted to know what you guys thought of the commercial on Game 5 of the World Series.
That is almost so good that it really was almost
make a sound, and I will blow your brains out all over the windshield.
Hold on a second. Wrong phone bang.
Hello?
Thanks,
Joe.
There it is.
Did somebody tell you you sounded like Michael Hughes?
No, it's just a strange try.
All right. That's why it worked.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of things we've got to talk about on today's show. Okay. The fact that our YouTube commercial did not run because there was no Game 6 of the World Series. Let's hear it for Detroit. I think Hughes had that in his mind all along.
Of course he did.
The under-fire general manager of our station.
Toy with him. That's what he wanted to do.
The weekend stuff that I've got is okay. I'm sure Mike's got some weekend stuff that's okay. Rob has something that we must talk about right up front. But before we talk about Rob's sore ass, Mike, I think even you would agree, and I'm sorry, I'm not teasing you on purpose.
You know I'm out of my mind.
I'm not teasing you on purpose, and I'm not trying to build it into more than it really is.
Oh, no.
No, you're not going to be let down by it.
I won't be let down?
You won't be let down. Here's the thing. Rob had a medical problem involving his ass over the weekend. When I heard about it, because I was very sympathetic at first, and no, I wasn't sympathetic at all.
No.
It about had me on the floor in the fetal position. I was laughing so much. I hung up the phone, and I immediately thought, my buddy Mike, I'll share this with you. Right now, I won't keep something from you from the show.
Right.
I'll tell you right now. But I think I even said when you called, I'm sorry, the expiration date on this is very limited.
You said it was difficult to read you. There was a little bit of joy in your voice. It was the kind of thing where it's big news, but you did set the table to say, listen, I'm going to tell you Monday. I'm going to tell you. Now, I didn't know whether you were going to tell me before the show Monday
what.
No, so I called when I got home. I got home with my kids at about 9:30, and I woke you up or something like that. I couldn't stand it anymore.
My exciting Saturday night.
I couldn't stand it. And he said, no, No, wait till Monday.
Wait till Monday.
And so I'm sitting here and I have no idea what's going on, but I know it involved Rob.
See, the thing
and
is,
his ass and a trip somewhere. Right?
When I was going to tell you on Saturday,
yes,
I had just come off the phone call with Rob,
right,
and probably could have told it with 90% of the detail that he had at that moment.
Okay.
I was so jacked up.
You were super jacked up to retell
the story. So, Rob, before you tell us, and sit down, grab a nice stool, no pun intended, and...
Can I just ask, because I've been dying. I came in today, and you're the first person I see, and I knew you wouldn't have wanted me to ask him anything, right? Was that the right call on my part?
Yes, and how did I look?
He is fine.
You look... Okay, but you're not bouncing off the walls.
Well,
not that you bounce off the walls, but you're normally kind of happy, peppy, joy, and you're really subdued. You're a little more subdued.
I had a heck of a weekend.
Okay.
I really did.
But before we get to that,
yes,
I'm sure you would agree that this is a more pressing issue.
Hey, gang, let's head on down to Don and Mike's studio take our clothes off.
Yeah.
Ooh, let's do it.
Keep that woman.
Here we go. It's time to sell the strip trivia. It's time for you and I to pimp it hard, Mike.
Studio.
This is possibly the best one we'll ever do.
Okay. Good. That was one of our homemade tapes, you could say, by our listeners.
We've had that for a long time.
Strip trivia. Here's what Yanni has to say. Possibly. These are the terms we always deal with strip trivia.
That's why we have to get an insurance policy.
Mm-hmm. Here's the dealio, friends. Tomorrow, Halloween strip trivia.
Yes.
One prize, one person, one winner takes it all.
$2,500. I feel like there should be a chimpanzee around my neck when I say
there
that.
There should.
You know what? I'm going to be a real dick right now.
Darn it!
Hey, John?
Yes?
Would you have your friends move?
Sorry.
Thank you. That was me. That wasn't John. John's got some friends here today.
Yes.
We're worse than we've ever been.
They're going to the Zappa concert tonight.
All right, Mon. Are you going too, buddy?
I am.
Yeah. Of course you are. I knew that the answer was going to be yes. I didn't even need to ask.
Someone responsible needs to go.
So anyway, I've been noticing a bunch of young Republicans hanging around in the back.
Oh, I don't think they're young Republicans.
Mike, that was Mike.
Yes.
Excuse me. That was some of my biting wit.
Excuse me, Mikas.
Excuse me. So, John, who's got friends here today, friends who are running with scissors. Says, strip trivia,
yeah.
Possibly three girls.
Not good enough.
Left messages for two, said on Friday they would be here. Uh-huh. The other one he's trading emails with. So he has Jeannie, Katie, and maybe Laura.
This is an appeal to all the Maryland women that have never had the opportunity to play strip trivia.
Here's the deal. Tomorrow we can have a real big Halloween show either way.
Here in Rochester.
Catch up. We got Joe trick-or-treating from here, which is a home run every year.
Well, it's a tradition and a hysterical tradition. I love that tradition. And, you know, he's never done it in Maryland before. This is the theme. It's a new state.
And we're going to have some new fun this year with Joe, sending him across the street to the shopping center as well with the microphone.
Yes.
Going out to talk Halloween.
Seeming to get thrown out of Hudson Trail Outfitters.
Strip trivia is a big part of our show,
mm-hmm.
has been for 15 years, was on hiatus during the entire Nipplegate thing with Janet Jackson.
Do you know what we're not doing?
Now it's back.
You know what we're not doing? We've solicited for this a number of times. Not as significant as we normally do the day before, but we have never asked the main man to solicit for strip trivia. The guy that knows how, really, better than you and
yeah,
I, knows how to speak to women.
Stand by, half. I'll just mention the... If you've never heard strip trivia before on the show, you get 5 to 7 women. And guys, wait, you'll have your chance. There's never a problem with guys calling to come down and play this game.
Right.
Women in one room, men in the other. We ask Trivial Pursuit questions, right. I think, from either the 80s or the 90s version, the new one that's out right now. All pop culture stuff, no tough stuff. For every question you get wrong, you take off one article of clothing.
And it's the Halloween edition, so you're in costume with five little pieces of clothing for your costume, and it's just plain fun. No one has ever played strip trivia that didn't have an absolute blast, winning or not winning. It doesn't matter.
No.
But today,
no,
I mean, we're talking about tomorrow's strip trivia, $2,500.
The one guy.
The one guy that had a bad time?
That one guy who was...
Was that the guy that smelled like...
No, there was the guy that was abused by all the rest of them.
Ah.
It was almost like watching something out of... out of the pyramid stuff.
You mean abused when he got down to his nothing at all?
Yeah.
When they made fun of something that was that was pretty obvious? I didn't see it. I'm proud of the fact that I didn't see it.
It was a mental naked pyramid, what they were doing. they were doing the... What's that chick's name?
Lindy
Ingram. The Lindy Ingram. That's
yes.
What they were doing in essence.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you for the visual.
Even without standing up.
On Lindy Ingram. Thank you. Thank you for that. So, we need five guys. We need five girls.
Right.
It's a safe environment for the women, because let's face it, 9 out of the 10 will walk out of our studios naked into the hallway.
We like doing this. It's great money for the winner. But, you know, if you are a natural exhibitionist, this is the game for you. And we haven't done it in a very long time. I mean, when was the last time we did it? A few months ago?
Like 3.5 months ago. And we all get horny when we play it. And I know our listeners get horny when they hear us playing it. And there's something really fun about hearing regular people in various stages of... I'm sure you've heard radio shows before. God knows we've done our share.
Right.
You know, with the porno ladies and naked in studio and the sexperts. These are just regular people, men and women and... You know, when you get about an hour into it, when everybody gets comfortable,
right.
And you got a couple of women standing around without their bra on, one woman standing around without her panties on.
They all do the sweatshirt or the sweater trick, you know, with the bra.
You know,
that in and of itself does not involve total nudity, but it is fun to watch.
And you've got the room full of guys, which is just a nightmare, a chamber of horrors, if you will.
It's just nice that in this studio, like our last studio... The women will be separated from the men.
Yes, you'll be safe in here. You'll be safe with your big daddies. So, we need you to call. We need you to come down to make this happen tomorrow. One prize, $2,500. And now, to really sell it, here he is, Kath.
Hey, gorgeous. Yes, you beautiful lady. It's me, Buzz, the lady's friend. Inviting you into the safe and welcoming arms of the Don and Mike show tomorrow for a little strip trivia that can earn you $2,500 and my eternal gratitude.
Hold on, here you go.
You magnificent Maryland mama. We're here in Rockville now, and we're ready to believe you.
Want to throw a phone number in there, bud?
Sure.
All right, how about our phone? Do you know the phone number?
I don't know. Do you know it? I sit over here. I never see it.
I've forgotten it now that you ask.
877
365-3636.
Okay. Try it now.
Dial now, ladies. 877-365-3636.
And who is that asking? Not Don, not Mike, not sore-ass Rob.
Take us out of the equation.
It's me, Buzz, the lady's friend.
Shut up.
Your friend.
Shut up.
It'll work, though.
I guarantee you it'll work.
Don't disappoint
me. Shut up.
Baby.
Don't disappoint me. Shut up.
Haven't you ever wanted to peel it all off in front of Buzz?
I see you. The chickie on the phone. Hello, Barb.
Hey, Don and Mike. How are you?
Barbara.
Hi, Barb.
Barbara. Barbara, Barbara, Barbara.
Don, I got a question for you.
Yes, Barbara. Barbara. Yeah, Barbara. Barbara. What? Hi, Barbara.
I was wondering if you watched the Denver game and you noticed how many times Jim Nance used the term rarefied air.
Oh, darling, I thought you were calling about strip.
You're not
trivia.
Calling about strip trivia?
Now is the time when your call is simply not welcome.
I would love to come, but unfortunately,
yeah,
I'm
no,
on my
I
way
don't
want
to hear it.
Down, Tiger.
Sorry.
Down, Tiger.
God, I was sitting there. hey, it's Barbara, and then you do the whole Barbara thing, and then it's
I
just
saw
like,
it said, hey, you're in Denver? You,
okay, I'm going out with all my other lesbian friends.
So I said Barbara. I don't think she's a lesbo. I think she's probably a house frau. A mommy frau.
A house frau with LT.
Red-blooded American.
No, you were LTs. Right the first time.
Lesbian tendency.
Hold on, Mike. She said you were right the first time. Are you a big-time lesbo?
Not fat.
No, but a big-time, like, that means, like, are you a card-carrying member of the life?
I am. I have my toaster oven and everything.
Okay. Darn, I wish we had more time, but we do. I see we have.
Buzz, I don't know. You solicited for that. I'm blaming you.
As Fountains of Wayne sings, Denise.
Blaming me or
hello, Denise.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Denise.
Hi.
Mace Patrol.
Blast from the past, eh?
Is this Anne? Is this...
That narrows it down to 1,000.
Is this Denise?
Yes.
Because you, I'll be right over. Hi, Denise.
Hi, Denise. Are you calling for the game?
Yes, I thought maybe you needed an old pro to come in and teach the new tricks how to play.
An old pro?
Have you played before? When? How long ago did you play?
I'm the Denise with the Flower Dennis.
Oh, you're the Denise that went to bed with him. Hold on. You know what? We'll put her in the bullpen, Mike.
Very good.
Put her in the bullpen. Hold on. She went to... She had sex with Dennis Murphy. Why are you pantomiming no?
I'm not.
As if there's a 747 coming directly at you.
It was an insect, I bet.
Mike was like...
There was a fly in the studio.
No!
There was a fly in the studio. There was some sort of insect flying. Yeah.
You remember? Now we could not get away with this today in today's environment. But do you remember? She had sex with Dennis.
More pantomime.
And
wore leather, if I remember. Wore some sort of leather outfit.
And she agreed to hide a tape recorder under the bed.
Yes.
And we played the tape on
the
air.
A long time ago, Denise. Good, she's up a lot.
Denise. Hold on, let's see. Monica. That's always a good name.
You have no idea, Rob.
Hello, Monica.
Yes.
Hi there, Donna Mike Show. What's happening?
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi there. You calling for strip trivia, honey?
I am.
Yeah. Where are you from?
I live in Greenbelt, Maryland, PG County.
Perfect. Beautiful. So close to Rockville. Can you come down tomorrow to play the game?
I will.
You will.
You can and will.
How old are you?
I'm 29.
20 what?
29.
29, and the celebrity you most resemble?
The celebrity I most resemble, Fantasia, whatever her last name is.
Fantasia
Barino.
But I can read.
I don't believe that Fantasia was telling the truth.
Doesn't really matter.
I think she was doing that to hype her career.
It's old books, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hold on a second.
We'll put you on hold.
Now, did you call because you heard us say this, because you like myself and Mike, or did you call because of old Whitey over there?
Buzz.
Buzz, that's my favorite hobby, so of course I'd love to meet Buzz.
Buzz, that's right.
Okay.
That's what's up.
No,
but I called because I love to be naked.
You'd love to be naked. Now, that is the perfect contestant for strip trivia.
Come on down tomorrow. Yes, sweet thing.
Fantastic.
Come down to your daddy's tomorrow.
Now the doors are open.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, Donna Mike.
What are you doing? Hey.
Wrong guy.
What are you doing?
The fella.
I have a question for Buzz.
No, I'm sorry. No. I mean, maybe
own discipline.
This is not guys and dolls right now. This is just dolls.
I got the
hello.
Right here.
Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Are you calling?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, we are great. Are you calling for tomorrow's world's biggest ever strip trivia?
Yes, I am. I'm going to throw some chocolate up in the mix.
Oh, another delightful woman of color.
Imagine, Rob, imagine how mad you would be if
that's
it was
the second black princess we have.
It was all colored.
And I just want to let Rob know that I'm also a black Jew, so we have something else in common.
A black Jew? Oh, my God, fantastic.
Are you like Sammy? Like Sammy Davis Jr.
We better run takes tomorrow.
All right, honey.
What's your name, my dear?
What's your name?
My name is Jeree.
Jeree.
Jeree, uh-huh.
And where are you from?
I'm from Lothian. It's in Upper Marlboro. It's a tiny little...
Oh, I know where that is. I used to live in Upper Marlboro.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you are able to climb the wall and get out soon. Celebrity you think you most resemble, please.
A lot of people tell me I'm like Heather Headley.
Heather Headley.
Well, I like the last name.
Nice name.
I like the last name. Hold on a second.
Okay.
I'd say you're in.
Lothian, the only town that actually keeps their water parks open in the fall.
Hello, Donna, Mike
down
Show.
Those, go tubing down there. I'd love to go see the fall Lothian tubes.
Hello.
Yeah, I know. It was worth the trip. And we thank you. I didn't think hello. So when I started.
Donna, Mike Show. Hello.
Yes, my name is Jill.
No, it's not.
Hello. All right, let's go back now to bring a friend to work day. Let's go back with Johnny. Hello. Hey, John. Hi, John.
Yeah.
Now, counting those chicks that called, how many are currently in the stable?
Well, if we get those two, that would be five if we get all the ones that we had before.
Now, what about the ones you're working? Can you handle that, or should you turn it over to Buzz?
A little help from Buzz never hurts.
Yeah, I think a personal conversation with each woman.
Buzz, how about, would you mind during the commercials, yes. Would you mind calling some of the women back who have emailed us?
Would I mind?
Absolutely.
No problem.
All right. Thank you. John, when we hit the quota, when we get five for sure, let us know. And that's when we'll throw the floodgate open for the guys to call in.
You got it.
All right. Thank you very much, Johnny. Bye-bye.
Yeah, and I hear Joe Artinger working those phones in the back room, too.
There he is.
During our nudathon.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Yeah, I was wondering if I could talk to Red Heine and Red the Red Roof Bobblehead.
No, they're looking.
No.
They're looking good right now.
Can't you discipline yourself for a little bit, homo?
Hi.
There's work to be done.
Come on. For goodness sakes. All right, well, we'll find out what happens. We've put out the plea. I think good for us we've not come off as pathetic and as needy as we normally do.
Mm-hmm. I believe when we used to do that, that's when we... used to scare them away.
Yeah, we would go sometimes an hour, not like even start the show until we had our full complement of women, and then the next day we'd have like 15 sign up, and two would show up, and one of them would always look like El Cid.
I think we approached it the proper way, and it was very good to hear from Denise again after all these years.
Well,
after all these long years.
Any port in a storm, Mike.
This is true. It's a game for entertainment value.
Parts is parts.
That's right.
Oh. And we'll have as much photographic evidence as our contestants will allow.
Absolutely.
On the website tomorrow as well when you listen to this thing.
Very good.
So give us a hand if you pardon the pun. Come on down for Strip Trivia. Now, before anything else from the weekend, and something tells me we're not going to hear all of this in the time we have allotted, I'll tell you how I got to this point. Saturday afternoon... I'll get to my pedestrian weekend later. I had a long day on Saturday, came home, shocked, went into the TV room, had a drink, and said hi to my best friend, the TV.
Right.
And immediately, TiVo was there,
mm-hmm.
My friend TiVo. I couldn't change the channel every half hour. I kept changing it back to TV land because I love the episode of the Munsters where Herman tries out for the Dodgers.
Probably the greatest ever.
As it turns out, they were doing a Munsters marathon.
Oh.
So because Herman Munster was coming up in the title, it had recorded 13, 14 episodes in a row of the Munsters. I noticed that the one that I wanted to see wasn't there yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I turned it on, it's like 5:30 on Saturday. Turn it on live, and it turns out it's one that I've never seen before. The Munsters go to the beach.
Wow.
They all have on, like, 1920s bathing suit.
Right. Was the normal one in a cute bathing suit?
Yes, she was.
All right.
And...
what's her name?
Marilyn Munster. And as it turns out, a Russian sub, which is parked off Los Angeles...
of course.
...actually finds Herman in his wetsuit and thinks that he is the missing link. So, I call Rob because...
well, wait.
I say... what I want to say to Rob is, I've found a Munsters I have never seen before. I've never seen this where they go to the beach and they have the Russians find him. He says, well, yeah, that's good. Can I tell you about my ass?
Wow, right off the bat.
Right off the bat.
So many conversations have started that way.
And I said, sure, I paused the TiVo and said, tell me about your ass. And he said it started early on Saturday morning.
Oh, dear.
And, Rob, I think you can say everything that you said to me.
I think so.
Please do.
Go for it, and don't leave out any humiliating, hilarious detail.
There's nothing humiliating about it. I'm just pleased that it's not as, what it could have been.
Oh, no. This is I just, before you start, let me just prep myself for this. I know it's been built up a little bit. But
we should take a moment if people want to get a sandwich, something
not,
to eat.
It's not bad like you think. But,
let me tell you what I'm vibing on here.
But it's,
I'm vibing on your coat, but I'm also, I've been looking at him today. And I know this is heavy.
No, not really.
No, but it did have me upset.
It is going to bring you great pleasure. But it's a pleasure that, well, if I told you why.
I think I know what it might be. Maybe.
Don't guess.
I'm not going to guess, but I have a feeling why you're saying that.
Well, because you know it's the ass.
Yeah, and maybe it's somebody joining a club or something like that.
He is joining a club.
Okay.
And it has nothing to do with a bowling trophy.
Okay.
But when I got up on Saturday, and I went into the bathroom to take care of what we do on a Saturday morning.
An evacuation.
And I finished, and I looked, and what I saw in the bowl was blood and phlegm.
Oh.
Phlegm.
How much?
Enough. Quite a bit. Enough that I was really upset.
That's
bothered.
Not right. That's all right. Had you experienced any kind of stomach distress prior to that?
No. No.
Jesus.
And it was enough to really, really flip me out.
Wow.
And I don't like doctors. I don't go to doctors very much because...
I don't read them.
I mean, look at me.
That's smart.
You just don't want to get
that
news.
That's really smart.
Healthy guy. But I'm thinking, I'm thinking cancer.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really the thought I had.
Yeah, like your whole... inside just
shutting
sloughing
down.
Off.
Right.
Butt
right.
cancer.
And it was nasty. So I made arrangements for my daughter to be taken for the day, and they had one of those urgent care clinics.
Oh.
You know.
Oh,
that,
they're good.
Yeah. They're great. But it's Saturday,
that's
and
like,
I really
seriously, that's like going to buy a car at one of those lots that they have on the side of the street, right?
But, I mean, what are the options? That
or the emergency room.
Yeah, okay.
And I was
right.
really down to a coin flip. And if I couldn't have gotten results
right.
at the emergency room, I was going to go into the emergency room. So I went down there, and just as a bad start, pull into the urgent care place.
Just so I know, because I know where you live
right.
and everything, you went to the one by the Safeway, right?
No, it's closer than that. It's a new one.
Okay, your decision, and I'm not busting your chops. I'm hearing this
Why
for the
would
first
you?
Time. No, I'm really not, though. When you decided to go there instead of like a regular ER,
right.
was it your fear of doctors, maybe? You didn't want to go that full-fledged emergency room route?
I hate emergency rooms.
Okay.
They are slow,
right. mm-hmm.
as you know.
Yep.
And when you deal with things there, there's always a chance of waiting and waiting and waiting.
I got a trick for you. You walk in and tell them you're having a heart attack.
They'll get you right in.
But that wasn't my symptom.
I know. So, I'm sorry, I interrupted. So you went to... You
so
go
I
to
go the... there, and I go in, and there's a nice Hispanic attendant, and I say...
Categorizing. You're still feeling good enough that you can actually zero that in.
Well, I feel okay. That's what's weird. I don't feel like anything. There's not even any pain.
Yeah.
I'm just flipped out.
Right.
And he says, may I have you? And I said... I'd like to see a doctor. And he just looks at me as if I'm going to say, because I have, you know, blood where there shouldn't be blood. And I just say, like to see a doctor. He says, fill this form out.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that was bad is when I pulled into the parking lot, there was a fire engine and an ambulance. And obviously, something big preceded me.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It wasn't for me, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
I filled out the form, and I go back, and I explain my symptoms. And all this, and they said, good, doctor, whatever the name is, will be in shortly.
Mm-hmm.
And I said...
Now, when you explain the symptoms...
I said everything. I said, what I said on the form, you know, there's a 1 4-inch line where you write what you're suffering.
One, right.
And I wrote, blood in stool.
Okay, thank you.
Dr. Gigless, we'll see you.
Exactly. So the doctor comes in, and imagine my delight when it's a lady.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
That's tough for anybody.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
And Asian.
Okay, well, okay.
And very cute.
Uh-huh.
And that's what she said.
We need more Calgon.
And go through the litany of questions, and she says, okay, I would be more concerned if you were older, but let's have a look.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then she says...
She wants to look at your butt?
Here's
yeah,
the great
on.
Thing.
Hold
she
on.
Says, lay on your side and pull your knees to your chin.
Oh,
okay. Oh, I forgot to mention it. Before she comes in...
That's nothing that's not said at Buzz's house every Saturday night.
I'm in the paper gown.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
So
So paper gown, one size fits none.
So you're out there.
Yeah.
So what she wants you to do is just present.
Exactly.
She and wants you to open wide.
More than present is really the pulling the knees to the chin. I've never done that before. But apparently it made it very convenient for her.
Yeah.
And she...
Have you ever pulled your knees to your chin?
No, I've never done that before. I never have.
Had occasion to.
Did she give you the finger?
She examined. Yes, she did. But
Mike, I told you you'd like it.
Now, here's what's great, is when all this is said and done, she was a very nice
now,
lady.
Again, if I told you this on Saturday...
Can I write something down for you?
The way Rob told me, Rob said, imagine, I'm laying on a cold table...
Right. In a paper gown.
I've got a paper gown... I've got my knees up to my chest.
And I'm laying on my side.
And there's a China woman who's got her finger way up my...
Exactly. And...
I'll never get that picture out of my head.
Yes, but there's...
Okay,
yes,
all right.
Yes,
I just, that's, you know...
That's my,
and I wasn't going there. The first time I said I thought it might be something, I was in a totally different...
Mike just guessed.
Okay, I still don't know.
And isn't it... But can't you see why I thought
yes.
you were thinking...
Yeah.
But there's more to it than even that.
This is fascinating.
So as she's about to give me the...
Mike is already, incidentally, for those at home, Mike has guessed the ailment.
Finished the puzzle. That has done our telepathy
part
here.
Part of the ailment.
Right.
Mike has already guessed. Once again, Mike and I have completed DJ Password.
Yep, absolutely.
But before we continue with your story...
Yes.
Do you now see why I thought... Immediately,
yeah.
I should share that with you.
Yeah, yeah.
With nobody
Absolutely.
Else but with you.
Yes, that happens around us a lot.
So she does.
Only the second time I've ever heard of it.
I know.
She's about to do the exam, and at this point, I say to her, "I say, bet you're glad you came to work today."
Oh, that's good to keep a sense of humor.
And
that's
she
great.
Says, right. "You know, it's no big deal. This is going to be a lot less pleasant for you than it is for me."
Oh, that's scary.
And it really was.
Yeah.
although I don't think it's the first time a person has paid more than their copay to have a young Asian woman do that to them. My first time.
Welcome, Rob.
My first
look
time.
Out, look out!
The exam, it lasted probably about 2 or 3 hours. No, I'm sorry. It was brief. It was mercifully brief.
Right.
Like 3 minutes, maybe?
No, not even.
So it was
the
a
actual
look?
Examination.
No, I mean, when she put the glove on.
From glove on to glove off.
Hold on. First, did she, like, get out a big Sherlock Holmes magnifying glass?
No. I think it's mostly through sense of touch.
Right. So it's prior.
Oh, that poor woman.
Prior to the glove, was there, like, a, is she checking you out down there?
Those little.
A little bit, not much.
Little check. Was there a little push of. Was there. Boy, how do I say this?
Those little China doll hands down there going over your bumps.
Was there a. Did she actually open the door a little bit?
Maybe a little. I don't remember. She did tell me to breathe deep.
Hold on. Did she look right into your eye?
Yes, she did. Straight into my eye. Straight into my eye.
Wow.
Did she do like this? Like I'm doing with my right eye? Did she lifted the lid?
No, she didn't. There wasn't much. There wasn't
much of that.
No.
So it's a quick look. How long is the whole exam?
I would say glove on to glove off.
Yeah.
Minute and a half.
Wow, that's a long time.
That's a long 90 seconds.
She,
you and I have both had that exam where they, I mean, it's over before it starts.
I got news
unfortunately.
For you.
And she's
for you. At NASCAR, 4 tires, chassis adjustment, and gas, 15 seconds.
Yeah, maybe 14.8.
And she said, you're going to want to breathe deeply and continue to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, I will. And then when that's
done...
That's
a minute and a half. That's a long... That's just a real long time.
That seemed like about
that.
16 hours.
I bet it did.
And then she says, we're done. You can sit up. And I said, okay. And I said...
Did you feel any pain when that was going on?
No. And that's the other thing.
So you don't feel any pain during any of this?
No, just extraordinary pleasure. No. I mean, there was the discomfort, but not like pain of like something wrong.
Right.
And she says, well, it's a twofold problem.
Oh.
And I said, yeah. She says... Internal hemorrhoid?
Winner.
Oh, winner.
Do you have a timpani?
I do, because, as you know, if you're playing the game at home, no matter what the other person has in their hand, if you have an internal hemorrhoid with this, you are going home with the brand new car in the Trump lobby.
Because what it is an anal fissure.
Now let's say hi to the anal fissure.
A-hole.
As you know, his brother, Jeff Fisher.
Now,
Floyd's the wall.
The reason that this is so special to Mike and I is that we once worked with a sales guy named Dennis Reese.
Dennis Reese.
Who announced to us long ago, 18 years ago, that he had an anal fissure.
Mm-hmm.
Mike and I, of course, being babes in the woods, did not totally understand.
When it was explained in detail to us, we reacted like any juvenile disc jockeys would. We howled and roared on the floor.
It has something to do with blood vessels in your butt.
Yep.
And
Buzz, why are you raising your hand?
I had a question.
And hold on, Buzz. We're not done with this yet.
Right.
And the hemorrhoid that won't come out.
Yep.
Apparently pushes against and pushes against and pushes against until finally,
it wears a hole.
You bust
the wall.
You bust the blood vein in your ass, and Rob's got a hole. Well, Rob has more than one hole now.
Well, it appears
it's a tear. Then
it is a tear. She thinks it will heal. She's not overly concerned about it.
She thinks it will heal.
Because then I got my course of treatment, which is not too embarrassing.
Now, let me just say.
Are you sitting on a donut right now?
Hold on.
No, I could.
The pièce de résistance is coming now.
There's something better?
Oh, yeah.
I think it is.
Wow.
Because already, you know, I'm not that old, although I'm apparently of the body of a 90-year-old, and she hands me this diagnosis. She says, I'm going to give you a course of treatment that should take care of it in about a week. If it doesn't, you're going to want to go see a gastroenterologist. Don't worry about that yet, because even if you went to a specialist today, he'd make you do this for a week anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I said, great. What's the course of treatment? She says, first of all, Metamucil.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And I said, well, that's fine. I can go with that.
Right.
And that's another reason to make me feel like I'm 80.
Have you been constipated?
No. But she said this will help no matter what.
Okay.
Regardless, this will help.
Right.
The second thing is every day I should take at least one hot bath.
Okay. All right, you got
That's
to
not
start.
A bad thing to do. No,
Hold on.
No.
Hold on.
So far, so not bad.
Then she says you're going to want to fill this prescription.
Now, he says to me, it took him 90 minutes and going to how many pharmacies?
Four. I had to go see four druggists to get this steroid prescription filled.
Oh, and I bet I know what it is.
They're shaped like bullets.
Yeah, baby.
And I would go up and I'd say, do you have this? And there's nothing that I love more, and I've dealt with them a lot, with kids, because you have weird medicines you need to get,
right.
Is the smiling druggist who looks at you and says, I don't have the suppository in that strength.
Yeah. I was in back of like a young woman who had it, and they said, they like to yell suppository.
Oh, God, they love it. And they
suppositories?
Could, I could call another drugstore to check and see if they have your suppositories. And it just seemed, and I visited.
Jesus.
And although every member of the UN was represented in all of these pharmacies.
Now, there's also many details, like when the doctor asks him if he's active at all, and then asks him if he sits a lot.
Like
active. Oh, I forgot
active
that.
Sexually?
No.
Like
it never came up.
Oh, active, like exercising?
He walks.
What do you do for a living? I said, I produce a radio show. She said, is there a lot of activity in that? And I said, you know, my dear, not a lot. I basically get up from my bed, and then I walk to my computer. And then I walk from my computer to my car, and I come to work, and I sit down.
When was the last time you exercised?
God, probably like when Julia was a baby. Because remember, I was skinny for a little while.
Yeah, you were, but you did it mostly with diet even then, right?
No, I was pretty good on the treadmill.
Oh, you were on the treadmill.
I have a treadmill, which I now use to store things on. It's a very, very integral part of our storage system.
Wow.
So I had to explain that I basically live a sedentary life.
Right. So how many baths have you taken so far?
I took one on Saturday, one on Sunday, and a wonderful one today.
But no pain.
How's the suppository going?
The suppository
Now, does Terry have to help you with that?
No, I'm fine, thank you.
Yeah.
I can handle that on
myself.
But you're
not experiencing any pain.
No, and I asked about that.
Yeah.
And she said that when it gets into the inside,
right.
Further you go up in that.
Yeah.
When you travel on that canal, there are very few nerves.
Right. Here we go.
Yeah.
You got one of these.
Mike is now looking at the model of the
rectum. Or one of these.
Right.
Model of the rectum that the lady.
And you got that.
But I think it's further up.
We have a drug rep come in and actually give us the doctor's working model of the rectum.
He's got one of those, which is internal, and then you probably have that.
And you know what'll be great is years from now when I pass, You can have that to remember me, that model. I can sign that for you if you like.
Who knew how handy that model would be?
Oh, wow. Oh, goodness.
But the
anal fissures, Mike.
Anal fissures.
If you had anal fissures.
And it's plural? You got a couple of them?
No, I think it's but one.
One.
I think it's but one. And one is all you need.
One fissure.
So okay. After a week, the blood has already stopped almost.
Oh.
And I'm pleased to say this morning, no phlegm.
Oh.
That's good.
Things are getting better. No, as the Beatles sang... It's getting better all the
Hello.
Time.
Hello. Wow. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Wait till you get the surgery, Rob. It's the worst thing ever. I'm trying to recover from it.
Is it worse than the fall?
It's incontinent, okay?
Now, did she tell you that you need surgery, Rob?
I asked the lovely doctor about, what's the ultimate, what's the end game? Get it?
Huh.
And she said possibly surgery, and she said, surgery's not that bad. I've had it myself. And then there was a pause, and she said... Of course, I didn't give it to myself.
Was cool.
Yeah, she was all right. I mean, it was very awkward.
Yeah.
I lived with mine for about a month. I thought there was something inside me wanting to come out. It hurt so bad. So,
but he hasn't had any pain.
But, darling, I'm in no pain.
Right. Hopefully you're not that bad.
Okay. The phrase tight rear end was given to me by my coworkers because that's in essence what he told me that I had. And he said it was so tight that when I would have a bowel move, the pain that I was experiencing. And now after the surgery,
thanks for calling.
Can I just stop and say something? I'm so horny.
Oh, no.
You know, that's funny. I'm starving.
I'm so horny.
Yeah, maybe that's why you lost the weight that I haven't. I could go for an ice cream sundae right now.
Wow.
God, I would screw one of John's friends right now. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Buy some cherry pie, Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
You see, they're all male.
Sure.
Hi. Are you calling for strip trivia, or are you calling for Rob's anal fissure?
Or both.
Come on.
Hello, I'm calling for Rob's anal fissure.
For sure.
Hold on, let me get it.
Hello.
Well, yeah.
Hey, hi, I'm Rob Zabel Fisher.
Hi there. What's up?
Hey, Rob, you want to try this product that I take for my hemorrhoids, only I got mine from childbirth.
Yes, me too.
Very common.
There's this stuff called Kefir, K-E-F-I-R, and Buzz can look it up on the Internet. And it's like something...
24.
No, not Kefir Sutherland, but anyway, it's a probiotic. You can get it at Whole Foods. And I've been drinking it for like 5 years, and I have no bleeding at all. Good for you.
All right, I will check it out.
Constitutional rights no longer apply.
I feel for you. I feel like I'm usually the one that's on the receiving end of these kind of calls.
I'm Federal Agent Jack Bauer.
I do think that much of this can be corrected with diet, because Carrie has been out of town a lot, and all I've really been eating is meat.
Because anything you have down there can be corrected with diet.
So perhaps some vegetables, a bit of spinach, and I could be good
smaller
to go.
Bites,
a
whole grain.
That's right.
You know, because really, I think everyone should know. Most of the time, when you eat like a great blue heron.
Don and Mike show. Hello,
on one leg.
Hello,
Radio Gods.
Hi there.
I'd like to know if Rob got the rubber glove back and if he's putting it on eBay.
Your mom used the buy it now option.
There you go.
He's there.
But,
little sensitive he is.
Wow.
Sure.
I don't know where the glove is.
no one does. That could be a problem.
Maybe we'll see that tomorrow.
Come back.
You might see that during one of your soaks.
like when my cats eat the ribbon at Christmas time.
Yeah.
Come back out.
Or like my aunt's dog ate some pantyhose and we were chasing it around the yard trying to step on the foot of the pantyhose. And when we finally caught it, all the pantyhose came out of the dog.
Come right out.
My cat ate Easter grass. You know that green stuff? Yeah. Easter bed.
Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
It's you.
Yeah, okay, cool. My question is, can Rob actually get his knees to his chest?
Can you get your knees to your chest?
Close.
Close enough for the exam.
I have huge, massive knees, so they help. I'm not Morton Anderson, but I do the best I can.
Close enough for Lisa Ling to get her tiny
Lucy Lou
Chinese doll hand in there.
Either one, fine with me.
How about that?
Yes.
Can you imagine that? She goes home at the end of the day, and her incredibly efficient Asian husband,
their house totally filled with IKEA.
From the movie Gung Ho, says, "So, most honorable wife, who is a doctor having a man's job in this United States? How was your day?" "Oh, it was not so good. I have a man look like Bigfoot come in. Yeah, internal hemorrhoid. Not during dinner.
We not eat like that. I can't eat my soup. Oh, my God. Did she have an accent?
No, she really...
Oh, see, that's sexy.
Spoke like Gregory Peck.
There seems to be something in your bum.
That's not sexy.
We must get the Fisher clothes. The boy's going to bleed to death.
Fisher.
We must save the boy.
But I'd like to name it Harvey Joel.
The Carrie Fisher.
No. Oh. Not related.
Kind of a combination of your wife and Princess Leia.
Oh, and she's loving this, by the way.
Carrie Fisher.
Really? She thinks it's funny. She loves the fact that I'm soaking. And she you know what? It gets funnier every time she says, when I'm going to take my bath, she says, are you going to light some candles?
Wow.
That's terrific.
Boy, it just amazes me that you had no pain during this whole thing. Because normally that would be accompanied with... You know, at least some discomfort.
Well, the discomfort was mental anguish when I saw the blood.
Yeah.
And the phlegm.
And don't forget suppositories.
Oh, yeah.
Suppositories.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Tell Rob, just like your nose.
Well, hold on. Tell him, hold on.
He's right here.
I'm right here, friend.
Tell him yourself he's right here.
He can hear you.
Rob,
yes?
Don't pick it, it won't bleed.
All right.
Here they come. Walking down the street.
If we're graphing these calls, we've just had a curve.
Yeah.
The tone has changed.
All right, well, let's pick it up after the break.
Yes.
And
many
reminder,
more questions.
Just a reminder, not only are we going to be talking about Rob's ass and... do you need butt paste?
No, I don't. No, that's because, more of an external product.
Yes.
Do you know that yesterday I actually had my girlfriend, I'll tell you about this later, was in Costco for an all-day shopping spree, as it turns out.
Wow.
Buying just everything that they had in bulk. And because I couldn't help it, I told her about your malady. She actually called me seriously from Costco, and she said, hey, do you think Rob needs butt paste?
Now, you see, that's more for the problem you had, the diaper rash.
The rash, the
external.
Yeah, that's okay. You know what? I'll go with that. I'll wear that on the hall of shame.
Sure.
Against an anal fissure and suppositories.
For years of overuse. What causes it?
Yeah.
Rode hard and put away wet.
Anyway, I know we've discussed butt paste before.
We discussed it last week.
Yeah.
Excellent product.
Real product. Real name of the
Didn't
product.
Didn't you bring it up?
Yeah, Boudreaux's butt paste.
You used it for your kids.
It was one of the only things that could help Robert.
With diaper rash.
Yeah. Oh, he was.
Right.
It was so bad.
Anyway, she was concerned as well, like, does Rob need this? And I said, I don't think Rob would appreciate it if I came in today with a 24-pack of butt paste.
No, I don't think you use that.
Big laugh,
that's for the exterior. This is an interior painting job.
Yeah.
Yeah, all I have to do is unwrap the foil and produce the suppository and use that.
Right. That'd be the worst part of it. Is that the worst part of it?
I don't enjoy it.
Yeah. It's it's sort of. Wow.
And remember, you caught the guy using a suppository at your radio station.
Yeah, a guy named Frank. I won't mention
that.
His last name.
I didn't do
right
that.
In the transmitter room, right next to the transmitter.
You know what? Here's the thing. And I'm going to run real problems, maybe, so bear with me, with the FCC.
I'll tell you how I do it.
Hold on.
It's just
isn't that so gay?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I really wanted to know.
I do it for fun.
The witness may step down.
You know, most of them are completely harmless.
Well, Mike, you do it with jelly bellies, though.
But I do it without hands.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a good trick. Set it on the floor?
All right, show off.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Sphincter control.
It's really, really, it's really good. I use an unplugged pencil sharpener. An unplugged electric pencil sharpener.
You do it yourself?
Yeah.
Perfect hole.
Really? Would you want someone else to do that?
You do it over the toilet or like on your bed?
No, I've done it in the bathroom. I've done it in my bedroom.
You can do it standing up.
Yeah.
You do it standing up.
How do you get it all the way in, though?
Well, I don't know. It's not that big.
I mean, you know when you clean your ears every day?
Yeah.
Same thing.
Except it's your butt.
Yeah, true enough.
It's your BH.
It's hopefully as clean.
It's your AH.
Yeah.
Small.
Gay.
Beats blood and phlegm, Don.
Waxy.
If you were presented with blood and phlegm or suppository, trust me, you'd go suppository and you'd smile.
I don't know, Rob.
Boy, would you smile.
Blood and phlegm is bad.
Man, that's nasty.
And phlegm. When you say phlegm,
that's exactly what it was.
Did the doctor identify it as phlegm, like phlegm that comes from your lungs?
I said phlegm, and she said, like mucus.
Mucus.
And I said, yes.
And are they going to do blood work on
you? Oh, it's like you have a runny butt.
Well, no, there's not like sebum.
Not like a runny nose, but a runny butt.
Oh,
don't sneeze.
In a week, if it's fine, it's fine. I don't need to proceed with it. It's not
really okay. Yeah. That's good.
Okay. She was not flipped out. She was not nearly as concerned as I was, and I felt a lot better when she said, "Don't be concerned."
Wow.
Don't be concerned. It's okay. Man. It's bad if you're 50, but you're younger than that.
Do you eat a lot of fiber in your diet?
Almost none.
That's
almost none.
Are you still making those noodle sandwiches on white bread?
I like spaghetti sandwiches are good. I make my favorite stuffing pie. And for dessert, 12 breadwurst.
All right, well,
and I've never felt better.
And bread pudding.
Glad you're okay.
Yeah, me too.
And
boy, and that was tough. I know that's tough to tell. We all feel how tough it is when we have to tell about our maladies here. It's not easy.
Yeah.
It sucks.
It's funny.
It is funny.
It's funny.
Although I'm not going to do anything like this. I am closer now to losing weight than I have been in years.
There you go.
I'm really thinking about it.
I hope too.
But you know what? It would be really sad to not drink. So
you know, I can compile a list of high-fiber, fattening foods for you.
Like what?
Well, I can think of a few. Like oatmeal raisin cookies.
Very good. Buttered bran. But I think the
fried grape nuts.
The Metamucil is a wonderful product. And it tastes like Tang.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now since his passing, I've become my grandfather by having to take Metamucil every morning.
They overprescribe Metamucil, in my opinion.
Okay.
You get some Irish oats and some raisins, you'll be all set.
True enough.
I've just still got that picture in my head.
And he's got a lot of thoughts on it, too.
I do.
Him laying on a table, wearing that piece of paper, that lady coming up and prying open Davy Jones' locker.
I can just see the redness in your cheeks, and I'm not talking about the cheeks down there.
Taking a look, and imagine, I mean, inside must have looked like a teenage boy's pimply face.
She said, you know, your blood pressure is a little high. I said, you think? It's always a little high when I'm in.
Are you going to have, like, now, seriously, though, a full physical now after this?
I think so.
It might be a good idea.
You should.
Perhaps at Christmas.
We have a reasonable medical program at this show.
So you got Julie Chen up there with
at this show. The Don and Mike medical program.
The Don and Mike medical plan.
Julie Chen up there all the way up to the elbow.
It looked like the thing that comes out of a submarine. The periscope. Just above the tip of the water.
And that is how her surgical glove was used, right? All the way up to the shoulder.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And they use what? Super glue? Is that what they use to... Close your fissure?
I don't know how they...
Or is it fishing line?
Did they close? So it's like the suppository is an antibiotic cream.
No, it's a steroid.
Oh, got steroids, man. So, man, your butt's going to be like...
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Don't go crazy now.
Roid rage.
And a bench press.
So to speak. Like, roids.
That's the kind of rage I had.
So how does the fissure close?
I think it heals.
Heals itself. Just like any
with the steroids, you heal quickly.
It accelerates then with the...
Anything else? Any other prescriptions you're taking besides... It's suppositories and steroids. Or is the suppository a steroid?
It is a suppository steroid.
And anything else you're taking?
Just my normal stuff for allergies.
But my
mouth on
that.
Yeah,
right.
Oh, that's oral, and which is good because if you take a lot of Metamucil, you don't want to sneeze.
Oh, God. You have no cramps, no stomach distress, nothing?
Uh-uh. I had some stomach distress, but I think it was nerves when I saw the blood and the phlegm.
Oh, God.
Put it on my tombstone, perhaps sooner rather than later.
Do you have any questions, Dr. Burbank?
Not that I can think of right now.
Okay. I think the high fiber and the exercise is a good plan, and you shouldn't need to.
They tell you to stay off peanuts or almonds or anything like that?
No, because it's not like a diverticulitis thing.
Okay.
He can go right back to his lifestyle, Mike.
Can I ask you a question?
As soon as that hole closes.
This is really legit.
Okay.
What did you enjoy for dinner? This happened on Sunday morning or Saturday morning?
Saturday morning.
What did you enjoy for dinner on Friday night? Because we were talking about it before.
It was buffalo wings and beer. And there you go. Right there.
Hot wings?
Yes. With extra hot sauce, too. And yet no pain.
What did you have to eat last night?
Last night was soup. Remember, I made soup.
Oh, that's right. You told me right.
Soup. Magnificent soup.
With your mom.
Homemade soup?
Right. Yeah, homemade soup.
Good.
Homemade
scratch. For you.
Mostly vegetables.
Good.
Some meat.
Some meat.
Right.
What will you enjoy tonight? Have you thought about it?
Yeah, I'm going to have soup for the next 3 days. It's a huge pot.
You got to go with the soup.
Yeah, and it's lots of veggies, so it'll be good. Cabbage.
Did they say anything about your beer?
I didn't bring it up.
They wouldn't, probably, I don't think. I don't think that affects it.
No.
Yeah.
No,
it doesn't hurt.
Is there fiber in beer? Grain.
Call this one Robbie's Got the Red Ass.
Wow.
Call this segment, this opening segment.
I'll call it.
I love it when we go medical on this show.
I'll call it Thank God It Wasn't Something Worse. I flipped out.
I have a question, Don.
Yes, Mike.
Do you think we'll ever get a woman to call again for strip trivia after this past segment?
Mike, I don't know. I simply thought it was like the funniest call that I've received on a weekend in months.
And as you said, it turned you on. Hearing all that talk about the butt, so maybe we will get ladies that are like-minded that will be calling.
Oh, I completed. I'm done.
Wow.
That's it. I completed and I made.
You were so giddy when I told you the story that you got something that I don't normally get from you. You know, we've said before, when we're on the phone together, we laugh a lot. But sometimes I'd finish a sentence and I'd hear, wait. Because he wanted to hear more, but he was out of breath. So full of delight.
Well, and also because you were the absolute maddest, and I was getting like where he said, and you know, and just to put on top of everything, 90 minutes at a goddamn, at four goddamn CVS's, where they have to announce to the world, we don't have your suppository.
Must be popular.
Dying.
There's be a lot of people ordering
it's
it.
It's the number one suppository in America.
Number one with a bullet.
Number one of all time.
Wow.
The suppository day of all time.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow, wow, wow.
Hopefully the bleeding will stop by Saturday next.
Or sooner. Sorry, and go easy on that Halloween candy.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
High fiber candy, perhaps.
High fiber candy. You really want to scare kids when they come to your door. Just moon them.
You're handing out suppositories this Halloween, aren't you?
I am.
It'll look like the Cyclops.
Look, Mommy, he gave me a silver bullet.
Yeah, you have some left over.
It's not a crayon.
Mommy, look. I can't feel my tongue.
Mommy, look. It's Freddy Krueger.
No, ma'am. It's me, Rob Spilak. Those are my inflamed buttocks.
Best enjoy, kids. I've got a pumpkin on either side.
That's the thing, is I think there's still storybook perfect on the outside, my butt.
Oh, yeah. Right. I agree.
Every bit as beautiful as they ever have.
Oh, I don't even like to think about that.
The magic all happens inside.
Oh, Lord. I'm breaking into a cold sweat on that one.
Listen, if you didn't have the red bloodies, you would have said a long time ago, we really should break.
That's true. So, we need to break.
We do need to break.
Sorry to be a pain in the ass.
Consider this a Fisher in the show.
Well, as we go to break, I only have one thing to say.
Yeah.
Who's hungry? Let's see. Yum, yum.
I bet he eats before the week is over.
Like solid food?
He won't stay with this soup thing.
But you don't have to. The doctor didn't say you had to eat soup.
Yeah, I
can
eat anything I want.
Can you, like today, you could eat anything?
Sure.
That's terrible.
Would you?
No. You like
evil mind. Evil mind. Like.
I mean, would you like a Hooters is right down the street. Would you eat spicy wings?
We need to break.
Would you eat regular Hooters wings?
John is asking you to sacrifice your butt for the show.
I was wondering.
I would.
Could we get you some? Would you eat a couple?
We need to break is what we need to do.
All right. Did you call your mom and ask for permission?
She thanked you for not making me.
She take care of you? Your mom take care of you?
In what way?
I mean, help you out because you were sick.
Oh, absolutely.
No, she helped him with his butt.
Sorry. Oh, that's what I was worried about. That's very
isn't funny. That every young boy's fantasy?
Well, that's where you were headed. She was great. She took Julia, and so I didn't have anything to do.
Rob was just an intern on the show, one day we wanted to see how many Reese's peanut butter cups he could eat in a half hour.
And she intervened.
And Rob's mom actually called and said, don't do that to my boy. Don't make him eat all those peanut butter cups.
And we went along with it.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And look at me now, riddled with fissures.
As soon as we got him out of town, though, got him down to Memphis, we had him eat 150 Krispy Kreme donuts.
Coming right off the, off that belt thing.
They melt it.
Hot and fresh.
Hot donuts now. Hot
yum,
donuts
now. Yum.
Need all right, red ass. Got a break.
Wow. Well, hope you feel better, Rob.
I feel great.
Hey, Joe.
Yes.
Joe, we need to get some spicy food here.
Spicy food?
See if we get like some poppers. Some jalapeno poppers.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And of course, mixed nuts. Wow. I tell you, I'm feeling a little lightheaded right now.
Come on, I got something to show you in the bathroom.
Oh, God. Wow.
Where's my Slim Fat? Where's my chocolate cherries? With the extra phlegm in it.
Oh, God.
With the extra butt phlegm. God damn.
Wow.
What a great first segment.
Well, looking at the positive side, maybe the steroids will make you grow hair.
Oh, that's not...
I'm sorry. That was kicking you while you were down, wasn't it?
Where those steroids are, I don't need any more hair.
All of a sudden, Rob, hey, my butt's better, and look at this, and he comes in with a nice big fro.
Hey, and my voice is a lot lower, too.
So strong.
Right. My voice is lower, but my wet thing shrunk.
My wet thing. Look at my coolie.
Mike, I said, doctor, there's trouble with my coolie.
Look at my angry coolie. Okay, break time, right?
Please?
Okay, be right back.
This is the Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I'm chilling.
Friday, when I went home, I really wanted an egg salad sandwich.
Oh, all right, hold on. It's a 40-year-old virgin
about his weekend. Right.
God, Friday, when I went home, I really wanted an egg salad sandwich, and I was just obsessing about it, and I was like, man, I'm going to make one of those. So Saturday, I went out, and I got, like, a dozen eggs, and I boiled them all, and then I spent, I don't know, probably 3 hours, like 3.5 hours making, you know, the mayonnaise and the onions and paprika and, you know, all the accoutrement. And then by the time I was done, I just really didn't feel like eating it.
Imagine.
And I didn't have any bread. So, you know, it was pretty good. It was a good weekend.
Sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was fine. It
sounds really fun. Cool.
Cool.
If listen to them and you will turn to butter. The Don and Mike Show.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Thank you.
Strip trivia. Hopefully making its triumphant return on this show tomorrow.
Are the phone lines still open for the ladies?
The lines are open now, and I think that Joe has done his yeoman's best to get rid of all of the ass calls that we had. People wanted to speak about Rob's anal fissure and his ingrown hemorrhoid.
Ingrown.
And the bursting blood vessel in his ass and
wow.
His suppositories.
Right. And his hot baths.
Coming over the title of anal fissures.
You know, the funniest part of all of it, when you really get away from the butt, is just picturing you relaxing in a nice hot tub.
Yeah.
Do you put bubbles in it?
Yeah.
Is it some?
Yeah.
Without soap.
You're right.
Well, anyway, give me a bottle of Budweiser.
Let's stop calling about Rob's ass, and please, everybody, kids, start calling about other people's asses.
Yes.
Your asses.
Pretty. Pretty ones.
Women's asses. Let's go back to...
Norman!
Scary Yanni Norman.
Hi,
Yanni.
Hi.
Anything new to report at all?
Yeah, I've got quite a few women I have to confirm with, but as of right now, I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Eight. Okay, now, this is
double
where,
that.
See, here's the thing. This is where it's always gotten dicey before, and no offense to John, who's a very upfront guy. I appreciate
right.
The honesty. As far as I'm concerned with the women for this game, you are really only truly committed if you have their email, their phone,
mm-hmm.
their cell, and you got to spend the next, 18 hours, like calling them every 15 minutes.
Yeah, it takes a lot of maintenance to get these women to participate.
It's almost like trying to get a chick to go out with you.
Now, there's really a guarantee. I almost offer a 100% guarantee that when they're here, they'll have a good time.
Oh, yeah.
But leading up to that, it's a little cajoling.
They like to be talked into it.
So, yes. John, because I know that I know we kid you about and all that, but you're not a crooked guy, and you don't have problems just saying the truth. Of the 8 women that you have now, how many are 100% confirmed?
I've got 2 of them that are exactly 100%. Just got off the phone with number 2, and I will take care of more during the next break.
Okay, so 2
okay.
that you've talked to, how many more do you have to talk to?
To confirm, 7.
7.
Okay, we'll get on that. Chop, chop.
Very good.
Chop, chop, please.
That'll be fun.
Looking good for strip trivia
and
tomorrow.
And we still can take a lot more phone calls, because even right now, if we got all 8 showing up, we could take, 2 or 3 more.
Halloween strip trivia. Just got to show up in a costume that is...
you better hurry, though.
5 pieces of clothing.
5 easy pieces.
And they come off, and...
5 easy pieces. That's right.
They don't come off. You win $2,500.
Wow. Wonderful.
All of this on tomorrow's show. Big strip trivia show. So we need the ladies first.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Joe told me during the break, lots of guys have been calling.
Of course.
Fellas, trust me, we can get the guys in 30 seconds.
Yeah, and we'll wait for that.
Wait until we're sure. Until we're sure we have the full complement of ladies.
Yeah, it sounds like it's looking good, though.
Starting to happen.
I'm thinking we're going to have a good one tomorrow.
We'll have full coverage on the show tomorrow, full internet coverage.
Full
on
coverage.
Yes, pictures as much as our contestants and the company will allow
right.
on our website tomorrow. As a matter of fact, it may be so good, Joe's trick or beer may be pushed to the day after.
Wow.
Halloween.
That would have to be awesome.
Depending on how many chickies show up.
Very good.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, hey, Donna Mike Show. Hey.
I'm looking for Robbie.
Oh, do you want to talk about his ass?
Well, I have an interesting story I wanted to share with them.
What we're really trying to do, hi, it's them.
Hey, them.
It's us.
Yeah, we're here.
We're really trying to keep the lines open now so women can call us about strip trivia.
Your quickest way to get on the radio right now would be if you were a woman who wishes to play strip trivia tomorrow. Even though you're on the air now, you kind of slipped through the cracks. No offense, Rob.
Can you please just look Rob's number up in the phone book? He's listed. Call him tonight.
Well, okay.
It's killing you. I know it's killing you, but you're going to have to discipline yourself.
It involves...
No, hold on. No, you just can't do it, can you?
You're starting, and you can't start.
I'm finding it difficult. I really am.
Yes, you're finding it difficult because you have an agenda.
Well, I didn't think I did, but I started getting frustrated because I couldn't get an email.
You know, I'm going to go one step further. You know what I'd like you to say?
Okay.
I'd like you to say, women, call now for strip trivia.
Women, please, call now for strip trivia.
Repeat after me, please. Forget my pathetic call.
Forget my pathetic call.
I'm wasting a line right now.
I am wasting a line right now.
Just because I want to talk about my ass.
Because I want to talk about my dookie.
Do you remember the phone number you dialed?
I've already made myself forget it.
You mean the 87? You don't know our 877 number?
No, I looked it up on the internet.
Uh-huh. Of course you did.
Sure.
Right after you went to the butt site, right?
Okay, repeat after me. Women?
Women?
I? Want you to play strip trivia tomorrow.
Want you to play strip trivia tomorrow.
Because?
Because?
I ain't never seen a naked woman before.
I have not seen a naked woman in a long time.
And the only other time...
And the only other time...
I've been on any kind of air...
I've been on any kind of air...
Is when I was on TV...
Is when I was on TV...
With Chris Hansen.
With Chris Hansen.
Do you even understand that?
I'm trying.
Do you understand the Chris Hansen joke?
Who's Chris Hansen?
Yeah. Repeat after me.
Yeah, no, don't tell him. No.
Repeat after
me. We want to get another one caught.
Repeat after me.
You want to hear me play my banjo?
Hold it. You have a banjo?
I do.
Sure.
You know.
Why don't you play a song for Chris Hansen?
All right, I'll tell you what. I'll just go get it.
Okay, go get it.
Chris Hansen is a friend of ours.
He's dying to perform.
Well, I was really going to talk about Dookie, but we'll...
Are you a good banjo player?
Not really, but I'll let you be.
Of course not. Really. Really.
Here's no, how you be. Could. Here's how you could turn this around. He just hung up.
Oh, he hung up.
Oh.
Buzz was right. Why would he be? He's, of course not.
He was fine.
He wouldn't do anything to give us any pleasure.
He's gone.
None. Zip. Nada. Niente.
Play the banjo with your butt. Now I'm listening.
That's a specialty act.
All right. Well, the lines are hopping now, so let's hope it's girls calling for strip trivia.
Very good.
Tomorrow. Now on with the show. Oh, it's time for another edition of The Decision Maker. Michael Hughes is The Decision Maker.
Yeah, we got kind of shortchanged over the weekend thanks to the Tigers' victory.
Boy, oh boy, Michael Hughes had to be the happiest guy in America when St. Louis beat Detroit on Friday night to win the World Series. As we've documented on this show ad nauseum, we had a contest with our listeners on YouTube to make a fake TV commercial for the show. The company, along with Mike and I buying a local schedule, came to us and said, by the company I mean CBS, and by that I loosely mean just dumb old Michael Hughes, came to us and said, you know what, let's put this on right before CSI.
Mm-hmm.
Then it became, okay, that's not available, how about Family Guy? I was like, oh, okay. Then it was, wait, hold on. World Series Game 6, if there is a Game 6.
Mm-hmm.
It even teased us on Friday and our listeners by saying that if it went to 7 games, there would be an extra special surprise he couldn't talk about.
And then proceeded to run out and put $5,000 of his own money on the St. Louis Cardinals to win.
So the deal is, after talking about it all on Friday's show, for all 3 hours since we found out about an hour into the show, obviously, there was no Game 6.
Right.
Commercial did not run. I received the following massage from Michael Hughes.
Oh, very good.
Saturday morning at 10:24 a.m. Don, too bad no Game 6 or Game 7. I had arranged a bonus spot in Game 7. Easy to say now.
It sure is, Billy. It sure is.
I will talk to our buyer in New York Monday morning and look for other options. Huh. May take a couple days.
Yeah.
Have a good weekend. Michael.
I know via Max Dugan, our program director, that the buyer is well.
Good.
He's very well. No problem.
No fissures?
No fissures, nothing.
Okay.
The buyer is currently working on it, whatever that means. So they're on it.
You know, at this point, Family Guy's fine with me. 2.5 Men. I mean, really, who cares? Buy the commercial. We've talked about it enough, for goodness sakes. You said you were going to do it. Just buy it during a show that at least someone who watches this show would listen.
I hear the buyer was looking to put us in that new Showtime show, Dexter.
I had it backwards. Find a show that anybody who listens to our show might have a chance of watching.
Right. Right.
That's all.
So
that's
CSI
all.
Is completely out of the question now? Is that the way I understand it?
I believe
the one we all wanted, the number one, our first choice.
His first choice.
His first choice?
He threw it out. We didn't.
The waiting list is too long, I think.
Sold out through December.
Right. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that makes sense. That's why it's numero uno.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes. I'm sorry I missed your call. Please leave your name and number, and when you called, I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks, and have a great day.
To page this person, press 5 now. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Michael. Guess what? Rob has an anal fissure. And Rob also has an internal hemorrhoid, and he busted a blood vessel in his ass.
Yes, take hemorrhoids and soak every day. 3 times a day?
Yeah, well, you have to take suppositories.
Yes.
For his hemorrhoids.
At least once.
Right. Did I say you have to take hemorrhoids?
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Don't need to take those. Got those already.
You got those already.
Michael, I'm feeling fine, though. I'm on the mend. Thank you.
Remember, if you're keeping track, writing it down, Michael, our producer, Rob Spiewak, anal fissure, internal hemorrhoid, take suppositories, soak twice a day.
Hey, what's the deal with the commercial, my friend?
We're ready to believe you.
Okay, please.
Looking
please.
Forward to that next time slot.
Please call. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I think that was
Federal Agent Jack Bauer.
That's the wrong thing.
He'll enjoy that.
That's the wrong. Where is that?
Goodbye.
All right.
Loser.
Suck on that, losers.
Go hide behind your crackberry now, Michael.
Oh, yeah, I got the message.
Jesus Christ.
I'm having a little distress down there.
For God's sakes.
I think I have something wrong.
By the Jim Belushi show. Just get the goddamn thing on the TV.
According to Jim, that has novelty effects.
Mike,
go on.
I love it when you use the actual title, not the title that fans of the show, as I use.
Thank you. I'm not as much of a fan as you are.
Jim Belushi.
Jim Belushi.
It's Tuesday. It's
simply Jim.
Yeah, that's what you call it. Just Jim.
Or JBS.
Just
Jim Belushi.
Jim.
Show. Or Jim Knight. And that would be a good DJ name. Jimmy Knight would.
Is that his name on the show?
No, I have no idea. What
Jim Knight.
His name on the show is Jim Anal Fisher.
Jim Fisher.
Jim Suppository.
Oh, damn it, I can't remember the DJ name that I heard. small station out way out Western Virginia that I heard over the weekend. Last name Dallas. I think it was like on. Rick Dallas.
Excuse me, hold on.
Yes.
Breaking news, Mina.
Yes.
Mina.
Hello, Mina.
Hello.
Hi there, Mama Mina. Mama Mina. Mina, where are you from?
I'm from Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Like, currently? Where are you calling from?
No, I live in D.C.
Oh, good, 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 good. And you're calling to play strip trivia?
Yeah, my friend will tell you. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Friend of Cheryl, the Big Dykes, and I listen all the time. And my friend Mina needs cash quick. She's moving tomorrow, and she's hot, let me tell you.
Oh. Who's the celebrity she most resembles?
What?
Who's the celebrity she most resembles?
Thank you, Mike.
What's the celebrity they say you look like?
Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock.
Much cuter.
Oh. Well, and we'd love to have her participate.
Yeah, and was she a hot lesbian?
She's hot. She got tattoos. She's got all the stuff you love.
Tattoos, everything we love.
Is she a carpet licker?
Huh?
Is she a lesbo?
No, she's no lesbo.
Okay.
She's straight.
Oh, I only ask because you dropped the name of our friend Cheryl.
Oh, that's right. Yes, of course.
I'll have her send you a picture.
Now, what concerns me is Mina's not talking to us. Is she shy?
No, hell no. Hold on. I'll put her on.
All right, please.
Put Mina back on the phone.
Friend of Cheryl's, was that woman a lesbian?
That was my agent. Sorry.
Is your agent a lesbian, Mina?
Hello, Mina.
Lesbian stuff, et cetera, et cetera. Yes.
Is this Mina? Hello, Mina.
And so do I. Yes.
They got a bad connection happening here. Is this Mina?
Yeah. Hi.
Mina, do you want to play the game tomorrow?
I would love to.
Wonderful. And we hear you look like Sandra Bullock. We'd love to have you participate.
Well, that would be great. I need the money really bad. And so how many people are going to be participating in this event?
It could be as small as, say, 7, and it could be as many as 16, 18, something like that.
Yeah, probably, is it just girls?
Probably about 10. No, at least 5 girls, at least 5 guys.
But you're separated from the men by a wall.
We're separated by a wall.
Girls in one room.
That's right.
Boys in with five.
Guys in another.
It's a glass wall, though.
Yeah, so you can see through it.
I can't believe she came up with this idea. Okay, well, hey.
Are you serious, Mina?
I can't believe she came up with it either. Thank goodness she came up with this idea 15 years ago for the show.
She's a lesbian listener. She's serious about this. She knows Cheryl. She's serious.
All right. Yes. We're going to take it out on Cheryl if you don't show up.
We're going to take it out on Cheryl. She would probably like that. We don't know, but I'm guessing she might like it. I don't know.
Nina, when you come, make sure you bring that bewitching laugh.
Yeah, I like that laugh.
You like it?
Thank you.
All right, we're going to put you on hold, Mina.
Hello, you're going to owe my friend your firstborn child.
Hey, hold on a second.
Hold on, please.
Oh, hold on.
Stock in it.
Jesus Christ.
They can do that. Okay.
Hold on, Mina.
Right.
Okay.
Fun lovers.
Right.
Jesus. Jesus Christ. I'm not a believer.
I think
so. Oh, I think we usually don't, when it's the dual call.
100% believer.
You think she'll be here?
Yeah, and you know what? I think probably more Kathy Bates than Sandra Bullock.
More Tim J than Sandra?
We'll have to see.
Something tells me.
Sweet talker, Johnny. Sweet talker.
Be like, hi.
Don't you remember me in Miss Congeniality?
Normally you guys get the fat vibe.
It's called hobbling.
I really got the fat vibe on that one.
From Mina.
But, hey, bring her down.
She's hot. That's what the other lady said. Right. You never know.
The more the merrier.
Very good.
She's hot. She was my girlfriend's chili, but I don't want to bang it.
And the list keeps getting longer for strip trivia.
It's always fun when people come by.
It is. Yeah. We love visiting.
It will be a good goddamn fun Halloween show.
Yeah, we have to remind everybody that this is kind of like the Halloween version.
Yeah, Halloween strip trivia. So you got to come down, even if it's in some cheap ass like $3.99.
Right.
CVS costume that you buy at the last minute. Like,
yeah, even if you wear a mask,
like
you got
a kid's costume.
Right.
Come on down and horrify us.
Yes. Scare us.
All right. So we'll keep the lines open. I think. Yanni will give us an update on the confirmed women when we come right back.
Very good.
And confirmation reminds me of, God, it's a long way to get to something that probably won't happen. My daughter has a
fissure.
Yes, a huge hole in her butt. No, she has a sister who was confirmed or whatever, baptized. What do you do over the weekend when
it could be a confirmation?
Confirmation with
okay.
When you're a little older,
13,
14,
right?
Okay.
Yeah, confirmation.
Anyway, blah blah. I was talking about with her about that with her today, and that made me think. She said tonight. Watch for me on TV.
Oh.
And I said, I'm going to watch for you on TV. You know, they live in the Twin Cities.
Yeah.
She said that she and her husband were going to the Vikings-Patriots game tonight.
Oh, neat.
I said, how good for you? She said,
wonderful.
And we're dressing up. I said, what are you dressing as? She said, I'm dressing as a Playboy bunny, and Josh, her husband, my son-in-law, is dressing as Hef.
Wonderful.
I said, I guarantee... I said, this is going to sound very perverted because I'm your father. I guarantee you'll get on TV.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you'll get on TV.
Yeah.
Wow. And then,
does Monday Night Football, more than any other telecast, does crowd shots.
Yeah. And then
you regretted saying that?
No. And then I said to her, you know, as a matter of fact, you know, that's great. I'm glad you're getting out. Why don't you just dial down the sexy just a little bit?
Whoa.
I said, what are you going to be wearing? And she said, well... Because she used to be a dancer. She used to really be serious into dancing. So I've got like a dance kit, a leotard. I've got a little bunny tail that I'm going to put on my butt.
Imagine in that part of the country would be kind of cold.
Yeah, is that a dome stadium?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, a dome stadium. Oh,
hold on, guys. Yeah, baby.
Well, breaking news. Let's go to Melanie. Hello, Melanie with a brand new key. Hello, Melanie.
Hello.
I've got a pair of roller skates. You've got a brand new key.
That's right.
Melanie, do you want to play the game?
Absolutely.
Now, are you one of those women that calls and says this and then doesn't really show up?
No, absolutely not. I'd be there.
Melanie, may I ask the celebrity you most resemble?
I think I kind of look like the girl from CSI that's dating Grissom, but with red hair and shorter.
Girl. Yeah.
Wow. Georgia Fox.
Very nice.
The girl with Letterman teeth.
Fine. I like that.
Right.
Yeah. No, they're cleaning her up. I bet you're a good looking contestant.
Where are you from?
I'm from up here in Cecil County.
Cecil County.
Yep.
Cecil County, up there by Baltimore.
Can you come down and win the $2,500?
I'm going to try.
Baltimore. Beautiful. Thank you. Hold on just a second, Melanie.
Okay.
See you tomorrow. I kind of believe her.
I do, too.
I wonder if she has a dental fissure, like the lady on CSI.
Fissure. Put Mina back on the phone. Mina.
Hi.
Hi, what?
I need your address. Email address, sorry.
Okay, hold on, Mina.
Hold on, Mina.
Hold on. One of the geniuses in the back room should have picked up and
she, like,
to
called in again and they put her on hold?
No, it was up on the screen, like, for me to pick it up.
Okay.
When they put the name and everything, says trivia, that's my indication.
That's when you break the glass.
That it's been screened and, you know, that it's time to, yeah, for breaking news. Like, there it is again, right now.
Wow.
Mina, strip trivia there. Okay. All right, they got it.
All set.
Under control!
Sounds good. Yeah, it does sound like we're making a lot of progress. And
we'll have an update for you after this break.
Very good.
And then maybe we can just get the guys done. Lickety-split.
Yeah, it's always a painful process, but we'll get it done. It's fast.
Lickety-split. Yeah, so I said to my daughter, I said, I don't know how I feel about you wearing a Playboy bunny outfit to a football game.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, oh, don't worry. She said, and I'm wearing a pink wig. I said, you know, the whole time I wanted...
One of those straight pink wigs?
I don't know. Well, I'm just wanting to say to her, you know.
Sorry about that.
I love her. I'm just wanting to say, you know, why not just wear a sign that says whore? You know, make sure you get right on TV.
But at least she's there with her hubby. You know?
Yeah.
So that makes it completely different.
And that part is funny because I said to her, I said, what's he going to be wearing? She said, oh, he went to a consignment store and got like an old style smoking jacket.
There you go.
And he's dyeing his hair and he's got a pipe.
Right.
And he's going to be wearing PJs.
That's the thing. As long as he's next to her, that's
fun.
The vibe that we are. I mean, can there be anything more saying we're a couple?
Oh, no. And
now,
also,
if she goes to get hot dogs on her own, she might get ogled a little bit.
You should know this about my son-in-law. When we talk about, like, Shondell's husband being, like, Mr. Incredible or Jack Del Rio, American Dad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my son-in-law is cut right from that. Same swath.
Good.
Like, you know, hey, look at her and I will kill you.
Well, there's a reason to watch TV tonight and watch the game. Maybe we'll see him.
Oh, and just a last Halloween note.
Yeah.
Shondell, if you're listening, whatever.
Okay?
Whatever. That's what I heard from Buzz.
I'm sure she meant no harm by that.
Well,
I think she was just joking.
See, here's the
I don't get it.
Shondell is a lady that works at our station, WJFK.
Right.
And she has a Halloween party every year.
Had it this past Saturday. Right.
Legendary.
3 years ago, Frida and I went.
Is it really that good?
I don't know. I've never been.
It was good the 1 year I went.
Right.
Rob. It was really good.
Rob said legendary.
Frida and I went.
Yeah. Legendary parties are when somebody's getting naked.
And then what happened was Frida passed away, and last year I didn't go to this party.
Right.
And Shondell asked me, he said, please come. I said, no, it's too soon. I'm not ready.
Mm-hmm.
So when I saw Shondell 3 or 4 weeks ago at our appearance, I said, I got the invitation. I said, very good chance I'll see you on the 28th. And she said, will you bring Janet? And I said, yeah, most likely so. We've been planning on showing up. Well, as it turns out, through no fault of my own, I definitely do not want to discuss on the air, private family business. I mean, I had a real, I don't want to call it an emergency, but a situation this weekend. I mean, Buzz knows what it is. Everybody in this room is not a big deal, but I couldn't go to this party. I just couldn't go to this party.
Right.
I had an obligation. So I asked Buzz to seriously say to Shondell, you know, hey, I'm sorry that I couldn't make the party. So I said to Buzz, did you tell Shondell that I'm really sorry? He said, yeah. She looked at me and she said, whatever.
She's kidding. Yeah, I think she was hurt. I think she was disappointed. I think she would have liked for you to be.
That, you know, that's a win-win for you.
Well, you could have.
That's a win-win. That's a win. What are you? You're not upset about
that,
are you?
Well, you're killing me.
What?
She can keep it secret. You can pull her aside.
Well, I didn't know.
Pull her aside.
Right, then
and
I shall.
Say, listen, come on.
Yeah, consider her pulled.
He's got to rub cream on Rob.
No.
Now you have to explain to her.
Right. She'll understand.
No.
This is Shondell on my cell phone. Do you want to speak to her?
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Oh, she's calling in.
Hello?
Oh, we can almost hear the one.
She was kidding.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
She had a couple drinks, and she was kidding. Yeah.
Will you pass along something from me?
Yeah, Mike has a message.
I knew she was kidding.
Mike knew you were kidding. She absolutely was kidding.
Competition. It doesn't matter. Competition.
Now Mike is singing, and Don is laughing. What
now
were you
Mike
dressed as, Shondell?
Because now Mike has a better chance of betting you than I do.
Shondell was dressed as Guinevere.
Oh.
And Russ?
Oh, her husband?
Thanks, Rob.
He was a knight.
Thanks, yeah. Fisher.
All right. So tell Shondell I had a real deal going on Saturday.
Yeah, no, they're laughing at my ass. I had an anal fissure.
Listen to
this. Yeah.
Ask her if she'd like to come by tomorrow.
Would you like to come by the studios tomorrow?
Hey, tell her you're taking suppositories.
I'm on suppositories, you know. But I'm on the mend. I'm on the mend. So there's that. And I guess we're done here.
All right, well,
but yeah, okay, so you were kidding.
Tell her I'm sorry.
Don is sorry he wasn't there. She wishes you could have been there.
I can hear her.
She was not listening to the whole thing, but she understands that you were sorry.
So next year?
Next year.
I can guarantee.
Don will guarantee.
I show up.
That Don will show up.
As long as you
as
know
long
who's
as you
not
know
there.
Who is not there. Now she's laughing.
Yeah. Keep laughing.
Does she mean, she says, do you mean Janet?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey.
Oh, wow. Chicken.
Tell her, yes, I do.
Yes, he does.
Yes, I do.
That's exactly what he meant.
Tell her I'll help her decorate earlier in the day before the guests arrive.
You don't tell her anything because now I'm ahead, Mike.
Mike, she
made the sexual tension joke about me, okay?
All right, Mike says that he will help you decorate earlier in the day before the guests arrive. She says, all right.
And I'll help clean up.
Oh, she gagged. No,
Shay, shut up, Fisher.
You see, you keep saying that. That's sad. That's sad. I'm ill.
I know you're ill.
And Mike is... No. Nobody's in trouble. Everybody's fine, and it's a legendary party. And maybe Carrie and I will come next year if I'm well.
We got problems when we're using him as our liaison.
I know we are. God damn.
Oh, really?
What are they talking about now?
It's a lengthy conversation.
I hear Marsha wore fishnets.
Just two women chatting it up.
Yeah.
All right. Just two old hands on the phone.
All right.
Rob and Shondell.
On and on they go.
Thank you, Ms. Barton. Bye-bye.
So,
there she is.
So Marsha wore fishnets, I hear, huh?
As a sexy cop, yes. How was the party?
They were good. It was fine. It was great.
You sound like Jerry Reeves. They were good.
What did you go? What did you go dressed as, Bob?
Let's see. I went as Clark Kent / Superman. So kind of half out of the suit. you can see the Superman
suit. Man, you are just loving the new bod, aren't you? You're just showing off to everybody,
Why
aren't
you? Why didn't you just go with Superman's penis?
Now, if I was showing off, I would have worn the tights.
You know, tug on Superman.
All right.
Was the Superman logo the only thing that was hanging out of your costume?
Depend on what time it was.
Listen, we'll get a final update here on Trip Trivia and do something else. It doesn't revolve around Rob's ass.
Yes, I think that's appropriate.
Well, we come right back.
Hi, Russ.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Make some men, Mr. Lebowski.
Dude.
Huh?
Oh, I don't know, sir.
Is it being prepared to do the right thing? Whatever the cost. Isn't that what makes a man?
Sure, that and a pair of testicles.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Fulfilling nature's order. The Don and Mike Show.
God, I wish we had a real producer. I was 10 minutes off on my clock here, so give me half a second. Guess we went a little long today with the ass talk.
Ass talk, a regular feature of the Don and Mike broadcast.
It wasn't so much blood, it was the phlegm.
Right.
It was the soaking.
Johnny, come on in. Mm-hmm. Come on in. Let's see if we have an answer about Star Trivia.
I have a good vibe about this.
We've hyped this for a couple of hours, mentioned it on Friday. Here is Yanni Norman. Yanni.
Hi there.
How are we looking?
Looking pretty good.
How many you got confirmed?
I would say right now, well, no, I'm not going to say it like that. 100%?
Yes.
I have six ladies.
Wow. Six ladies, 100%.
You're the man.
All right. Now, you got to stay on them.
Absolutely.
I mean, you got to stay on them like the Boston Strangler. You got to stay on them like OJ.
Now, six, 100% confirmed with a potential for more.
I have one, two I have not gotten a hold of yet. So
okay. More. The Halloween, the All Hallows Eve Strip Trivia tomorrow.
Right. Wonderful.
It's our biggest one ever. One person, one winner, $2,500.
Serious money for a serious good time.
Wow. The girls, if you can't get through on the telephone here in a second, you're going to know why. Because... Go ahead, John. Take the calls from the guys.
Here we go.
No. You know what? Not even on the air, Mike. Not even on the air.
Yeah.
877-365-3636. What? Four?
Four guys?
Okay, at least five guys. Get five guys.
You really don't want to take them on the air, huh?
Five guys, only so I can plug the hamburger place. Five guys.
Burgers and fries.
No, I don't want to take them on the air. Plus... You know, the buttons are coming out of this telephone again.
That's not good.
Can you come look at that again?
They shouldn't do
both
that.
Both of these, both the zero and also the pound. The little buttons are just coming out of the telephone.
Let me have
like a typewriter without an R.
Do you have to dial anything?
I don't have to dial anything.
All right, we'll put these in a safe place.
Okay. Those little buttons are about the same size as your suppository.
My God, no zero, no pound. You can't call, you know, an operator for information. You can't vote on Survivor.
You know what? You're going to need, just like the doctor said.
How do you think we broke it?
You are going to need tweezers.
I believe you're right. I think we have an engineer on staff today. We can probably get those replaced.
All right. Anyway, call now. Guys.
Call now. Phone Jeopardy.
Here we go. First seven guys. The first five will be guaranteed to play.
All right.
The second two will be alternates. 877-365-3636. John and Joe, get the calls, and then just bring the list in.
That vibration you're feeling coming through your radio, that's our phone bank starting to melt.
Just bring the list in and tell us who the guys say that they look like, okay?
And if he, you know, detects a real asset, he can eliminate them, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
We can be choosy. Right.
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, hey Yanni, can you hear me back there?
Norman!
Hey, Yanni?
Yes?
Maybe in a couple of minutes, I mean, like, not now, after our next commercial set, just compile this of the guys that we have and the girls and the celebrities they think they most resemble.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Lee.
Very good.
Minds are all going crazy now, so
sure.
Let them call, let them call.
Let them call, let them call, let them call.
Looks good for Halloween strip trivia tomorrow.
I'm excited.
And again, we'll have as much coverage on the internet as we can with photos.
I just get distracted when the lights are actually illuminating the entire studio from the phone bank because it's just so intense. I mean, it's really just so... You can almost feel the urgency on the phone lines of people calling in now.
Again, if only women were wired like men.
Exactly.
Men would not be unhappy.
Right.
I mean, look at this. We got a troll for 2 hours, for 2 days, to get maybe 6 women to play the game.
Right.
All you got to do is throw the piece of meat out there.
Guys
and,
are like,
I, look at this. Every man in the world is calling right now to play this game tomorrow. It'll be a good one, and if we get enough people, as I mentioned before, we may actually have to postpone Joe Trick or Treat for beer, Joe Trick or Beer, for only one day.
That'll work, because really, if we have to do that, Don, won't it be funnier if Joe's trick-or-treating the day after?
Agreed. Well, yeah. We still need to get him a costume as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he has a costume?
Who's he going to be this year, Robbie?
Did you get the keg, Joe?
The keg?
And it's Halloween.
Oh, he's on the phone.
What's he doing, Rob?
When we spoke on Friday, he's a big keg of beer, and I believe on it it says keg.
That's appropriate.
K-E-G. It is.
So you'll know.
Yeah, so you'll know.
K-E-G.
Good tie-in for the beer, too.
Keg, hold on.
Female.
What?
Lizzie?
Hello?
Hello, Lizzie, Don and Mike show.
Yes, I'm calling because I'd like to play a strip trivia, and I have a costume, and I live, you know.
Turn down your radio.
I'm sorry?
Turn down your radio.
Rob, I don't think she's in a wheelchair.
Mrs. Bates, turn down your radio, please.
Hi.
Joe, thank you for the heads up. I saw the name Lizzie. Right away,
yes.
I see it.
My name is Lizzie, and I've called before, and I'm turning down the radio, and I apologize.
Now, Lizzie, who is the celebrity, I'm going to guess, driving Miss Daisy, the celebrity you most resemble?
No. We've been through this before.
Why have we been through this? Have you played before?
No. It's just I've called before.
Mm-hmm. Who do you look like?
I look like Donna on the West Wing.
Oh, okay.
Right. Oh, God damn, I wish you would come down. You have called before. Yeah, that Donna is that girl with the doughy eyes that was always in love with Josh.
Blonde, that's exactly what I look
like. Yeah.
Huh.
The blonde hair.
Yeah, me too, Rob. I'm just curious. I don't know what questions to ask.
Mike,
are you on any prescription medication right now?
I am.
And would you mind sharing that? I know it's a very personal question.
Is it over-the-counter?
Is it anything narcotic?
It is narcotic, but it is prescribed.
Okay, because you sound very relaxed right now, Lizzie.
Our friend Buzz.
I'm going to guess.
I prescribed it.
I am going to guess.
What? Guess.
Oh, are we guessing the pill? What's the pink one, Buzz?
The pink one? I don't know.
The pink pill.
No, I wouldn't know.
Percocet.
Ah. I'm going to go with Ativan.
Nope. But you're very close.
Xanax, then.
No, it's a Xanax.
Nope. But you're close.
What is it? Is it
Vicodin?
Is it for pain?
It is for anxiety.
I got a couple of those in my pocket. We're going to have fun.
Oh, come on. what is it like? Valium?
Very close. It's not exactly that.
How many?
Is it Valmid?
No.
How many hundred have you had today?
One.
100.
Okay. All right. And like, it's not going to wear off and you're going to forget about this call, are you?
Of course not.
All right, Lizzie Borden. Hold on.
Can I ask one question before
she
goes? Yeah. Is it an electric or a regular wheelchair?
Okay. Stop it. Hold on, Lizzie. It's just another female. Don't you and your anal fissure send them away now.
Well, you might want to charge that wheelchair tonight so you can get around good.
And keep the women coming, Mike.
As soon as she opens her mouth, Rob's giving me the pantomime of a woman in a wheelchair.
Well, I thought Norman Bates' mother right away. She had the sound of the old lady.
There were frowns and medication.
Oh, it's looking good for strip tribute tomorrow.
It is. And then who knows? I mean, what's delightful is Lizzie was able to get through with the onslaught of men that are calling right now, and I hope more women are able to do that, because the phone lines are still open for women as well.
Good. It'll be a good one.
The only thing better than naked women are medicated naked women.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, maybe her attendant will give her a bath tonight.
When I said that we would have limited photographs on the internet, we will have pictures either of the contestants' head and body. or simply their head, or simply just their body.
Whatever they wear. Maybe an old picture of Lizzie when she still had use of her legs. But she was still able to use them.
That's right. In the USO.
Now getting around like Franklin Delano
Roosevelt. You'll see.
Yeah. That is horrible. I mean, I will apologize to her.
In you're going to laugh tomorrow when you when
if she's a turbo hottie, I will. I will.
No, when she looks like which one's wife was it that Cynthia Nixon played on HBO?
Oh.
Was it FDR's wife?
Yeah, FDR. Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, FDR.
Yeah. That would be embarrassing.
I just saw a commercial for a show with Cynthia Nixon, some new stupid sitcom or something.
The Runway?
She looks good. Oh, shut up. She's effable.
Wait a minute. Excuse me. Do you have any memory of the discussions we've had about Cynthia Nixon? I'm allowed to make my jokes about Cynthia Nixon.
I know you
Nixon.
Are, and I am allowed to say, because I'm protective like that, I would F Cynthia Nixon.
I know. We've had this discussion before, Don.
But there's an ad now on TV for some new show that she's in.
News Radio?
Hey, how are your suppositories?
They're horrible.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Your microphone's off now.
Oh, God.
I bet you'll like her, though, because she has longer hair.
All right.
And it's dyed brown.
So I thought at one point you gave up on her. I thought you gave up on her after the Franklin Delano Roosevelt show.
Yes, I did.
You said, that's it. I don't know how. You said something like, I don't know how I ever
you know me.
Thought.
I love to flip and I love to flop. And now I'm flopping again.
Because she's got a new like primetime show coming up?
And she looks good.
Really?
Listen, she's the ugliest of the Sex in the City chicks.
Yeah, unquestionably, yes.
That's not bad.
And in real life, not that there's anything wrong with that, yeah, she's a real life lesbian too, right?
Her husband.
She's got the butchiest boyfriend.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Well, I think we had those pictures on the show too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how's it going? Did you guys get your 7?
I'm sure we got it like five minutes ago.
Yeah, we do, guy. Yeah, we do, guy.
Oh, you did? All right.
Bye, guy.
All right.
We got the 7, right, John?
Bye, guy.
We got the 7?
We got 7, guys?
Yeah, we got the 7. Yeah, of course we do.
Yeah, guy. Thanks, guy.
Hey, guy.
Okay.
Hey, guy.
Hi, guy. Okay, now, this is really for old farts. When the guy would open up the thing in
the medicine chest.
Medicine chest in the old days. You'd watch TV.
It's the medicine cabinet, because medicine chest is also
the medicine
that's like
cabinet.
The ice box.
The thing that has the mirror on the
medicine
front
cabinet.
Of it.
Medicine cabinet.
You he would open it up in his bathroom, and there would be a guy on the other side in the next apartment, right? Who would say,
"Hi, guy."
Wasn't it the guy that was with Avery Shriver?
Yeah.
It was just some guy who always said, hi, guy, and it wasn't the ad for deodorant, right, Garg? Wasn't that it?
Something like a very long-standing ad campaign, and I think it was deodorant. Or shaving.
I thought it was shaving. I was thinking shaving.
I'm going to guess it was deodorant. I'm going to guess it was Ra-I-Guard.
Ra-I-Guard.
I might be wrong about that.
Back in the days where they really crafted commercials, where they literally would make an indelible impression on you. That's why we're able to remember it today. Really, that's what it is.
Right. And now it's
now you have like Listerine bottles with CGI, you know, floating through the jungle and stuff.
Although yesterday, you know, especially when you're like, if you're like me and you watch every game, because I do it just the idiotic way. I was driving Janet nuts yesterday. She's like, can you please just pick one? Because you had the Steelers game going down to the wire. You had the Colts game just starting. You had the Jaguars game just ending. The Colts were coming out on the field. She's like, just pick one. And in the midst of all of this, where I decided to stop every time, would be that commercial I've seen 1,000 times with the monkeys lighting the cigars with the $50 bills.
It's hysterical.
Every time.
It's not only chimps, it's the use of chimps. It's the way they use them.
They're wearing clothes. They're being like people.
And he turns over the chart.
Yeah.
And the chart's going down, right. And then they just make him change it again. I mean, it's great.
And then, you know, and I know we've said this before, but when they've got the red dot thing, and they all got the pointers,
they're pointing at him.
Right on his nads. I mean, you know.
And my favorite is, the best moment is when they show that close-up of the dollar bill being lit on fire. I mean, it doesn't suck. Monkeys still work.
Oh, my girlfriend really said to me yesterday, you mean to tell me that you won't slow down for 1 second in between switching between 8 games at once, but if a commercial with a monkey on that you've seen 100 times is on, you'll watch it again? I said, oh, yes. And then I explained to her I said, boy, did I really bore her with this. I'll try not to bore you with this explanation. I said, you see, dear, I'm watching games that are broadcast around the country, meaning that the next time CBS goes to a commercial set in another game, the monkey commercial is going to run second in the set right after the ad for the Tom Cruise movie.
Well, you do watch a little closer.
So you can chase the money. But the thing is, it's pretty easy to figure out.
I would imagine it is.
If you go from game to game to game, and like in the first commercial set, you see right away an ad for Mission Impossible 3.
Right.
You go to the next game. I mean, that's how they sell the ad.
First break, second break.
And if you want to buy Mission Impossible, you're in the first break. So it's easy to find where the monkey commercial is going to be.
And doesn't it go the same way with commercials that suck? You just dread seeing them again when they run them again and again and again.
Here's what my girlfriend likes. I just hate. It's the one where the guys end up like mermaids in the bowling alley. Have you seen that one?
No, I haven't seen that. No.
Not funny.
Oh, really?
I mean, not funny.
It's like, I like ones that
not funny like monkeys lighting cigars.
But seriously, that would be
dollar bill.
That would be one where you would. I wonder if that was a Super Bowl ad. That way, did that go back far enough to be a Super Bowl ad? The monkeys
might have been.
I saw one on NASCAR yesterday that had a guy vaulting, a gymnast who was vaulting, running down on, and it was a tool commercial. It was the best commercial for wasn't power tools. It was like for Craftsman tools,
right?
And or maybe something else. I should remember the product. And he's vaulting. He's on a vault. And he springs through it on the vault. And I, you know, it's CGI, obviously, the way they do it. But he goes over everything, goes across the entire gymnasium and crashes into a table. And it was, you know, it's slapstick, but it's a great way to sell tools. And you remember that, but obviously I didn't remember the sponsor, so I've contradicted myself.
I'd like to see the Dodge commercial yesterday after we talked about it.
What Dodge commercial?
Where the new Dodge truck is used to jumpstart a regular car.
Did you say Jews?
Did I?
Kidding.
And they when they go to jumpstart the car, they hook it up to the Dodge, and the other car shoots straight into the air.
That's a similar type of... I love, like, big explosions and crazy stunts.
Yeah, I did, and I'll tell you a line that I did. Yeah, I did see it after you mentioned that to me.
That's hysterical. It's not like knee slapping funny, but it's just because it explodes, it's funny.
There are some I'm getting sick of, though, like the Toyota ones, where the truck goes
through something and then keeps driving.
Where they are shut. And the first one really got me because it looks like it's done with home video.
With the meteor?
It's like, oh my God, look at
incredible.
That thing.
Incredible.
Look at that thing coming down. It's like something from the movie Armageddon.
Right.
And it's an ad for the Toyota Tacoma.
But now they're going
for the product.
And see, they're going to the well too many times with that.
And now it's like, I'm here in Scotland where they say that Bigfoot really exists.
Right.
And you see a monster come out of the swamp and then the car drives through. And the other thing that I am really surprised you didn't pick up on, Ed, speaking of Toyota commercials, you know that Nimrod we've had on the show a couple of times, the guy who has got no purpose in life except to go somewhere and document everything he does?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is that guy's name?
That guy is Mark
Horowitz.
It's
Mark Horowitz.
Taken with celebrities.
America's guest, correct?
Yeah.
Hello. He's the star of a TV commercial.
Is that him?
Of a set of commercials for Toyota.
That's him?
Oh my God,
what a score for that guy.
I went to the website last night because during Sunday Night Football, I saw the ad where he says, hi, I'm Mark Horowitz. I actually live in my Toyota. Look at what I do in my car. And I thought, Mark Horowitz, live in my Toyota. Hold on. Went to the website. Same guy.
That retard.
We interviewed him like 6 months ago.
We've had this idiot on the show like half a dozen times.
And we interviewed him because he was going out to California to do something, to just be at someone's house for some reason.
He had a list of like 100 things he wanted to do, and they were all retarded.
Yeah.
Celebrity related, all of them. And his website, he's got his own website too, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Where he documents the things that he does and his crazy inventions and his crazy thoughts.
He's out of his mind.
I think so, but it's worked into a huge commercial deal for him.
The one I remember is that he had a stand where he'd sell a bag of change. And sometimes it was cost a dollar. Sometimes you got less than a dollar. Sometimes you got more than a dollar.
Shocker, you'd remember that one.
Isn't that shocking? Wasn't he want to mention my fissure, too, while you have the floor?
I wasn't going to go there. Wasn't he also going to sell a Trans Am that was packed
in Lucite? I remember that too. Yeah,
he's not a bad guy to talk to, and now he's a TV star.
Well, he's got ads for Toyota,
and he needed that because really I think he was kind of destitute.
And it's weird that last night after Janet left, I was watching the game. It's like the light goes off. He said, Mark Horowitz. Hold on a second. Look at him. I went upstairs. I did a Google search on him, and it came right to that same page.
God, this has got to be the mother load for him, though, to be able to have a...
There he is.
A picture of him from his
have to have. See, now, we have had that loser on the show.
Really, stuck on that loser. He demands attention, and now he's got a national stage.
We've had on the show maybe 100 times, got nothing out of him. I'm exaggerating. It feels like 100 times we've had him on the show.
Well, now we need to get him on again to find out what he's doing.
I'll call him. He's in our weirdo Rolodex.
Can you call him?
I can.
Can you get him on the show by Strip Trivia?
But
no,
we need. I can get him to play Strip Trivia, but we need to break.
Really, why are your hemorrhoids bothering you?
Now, you see, why do you say that?
Because you have an anal fissure.
I do. And no pain.
And because you had to use, you still are using, what are those pills you put in your butt? What do you call those?
Suppositories.
I know, I just wanted to say pills in the butt.
And we all said suppositories at the same time, which is always fun.
We should yell it next
time. How many hours till your next soak? Will you be soaking this evening?
I don't think so. I have to carve the jack-o'-lanterns tonight.
Oh, dear. Don't strain.
I shan't.
Don't strain at jack-o'-lanterns.
Honey, help me with this pumpkin.
Forever straining at jack-o'-lanterns. All right, well, let's only get the update on Strip Trivia, because I think we're set and ready to roll on that.
Very good.
Have that information for you, and more stuff will be ready. Oh, also, when we come back, a picture that's on our website,
yes.
DonnaMikeWebsite.com. We have done no altering. I think this is funny. It's an incredibly bad taste. It's a very drunk, very puffy Bill Maher coming out of a Halloween party last night. He is dressed as the Crocodile Hunter.
Right.
And he has a spear. What is it? From the
spike.
Fish?
A spike.
A spike from the fish coming out of his chest.
He looks loaded.
He is.
Oh, my God.
He's puffy and loaded and pink and... We got his picture up on our website today, DonnaMikeWebsite.com. Just click on the daily log to see the picture of Bill Maher.
Bill Maher, every year or so does something to make people love him more.
Heck,
that's right.
Just hate his ass. Not because of that. And I even line up with
Not
him.
Not because of the Crocodile Hunter.
No, I even line up with him on most issues.
Right,
You know, that's a weird case of a guy who has an HBO show, and even though I'm not in politics like Mike and Buzz are, I watched that show, I think, boy...
Not in.
Yeah. That guy, for me, speaks what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
But he's such, you know, you can smell him through the TV. He's such a freaking jerk-off. It's like, little God.
You know, that assessment of Bill Maher is, I believe, spot on.
Yes.
I feel, you know, I watched the show.
Thank you.
I really watched the show because I love the content of it, but I give $1 million to have somebody a little less smarmy.
He's a little creepy.
He really does fall into that creepy category.
Sure. He's a bad guy to be on our side.
Yeah.
All right, we got a break. Strip Trivia update. So much stuff that we've not gotten to. Letterman kind of destroyed O'Reilly on Friday night.
Sort of, yeah.
We got tape of that if you care about that. The whole goddamn time change. Can I just point out to you the hypocrisy of this?
Sure.
Here on the East Coast, it's 5:20 right now. Last Friday, the last time we all met.
Yes.
At this point.
The same moment.
There was only 40 minutes left in the show.
Right.
Has the world gone crazy?
Yes. Yes, it has.
The world's gone mad. Why are we all pretending that it's 5:20?
You know what it is?
What?
It's a Republican conspiracy. I'm sorry, Don. We're like getting close to a week away from election, and everything is going to be a blue state, red state. As far
He's
as I'm
Mike O'Mara, and he approved of this message.
I'm Mike O'Mara, and I approve of this message. Or I should say it like our senator from Virginia says it. My name's Mike O'Mara, and I approve of this message. Message. I don't know how you mess up message. Message.
Like that.
God, I hate that. Really, if I was voting on that alone, massage.
Who says that, Alan?
Yeah.
Massage. What's the bad word he used to start with?
Macaca.
I'm George Allen. I support that macaca. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Mr. Madison, what you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
God
is their audience. The Don and Mike Show.
Fancy dicks you got here.
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad. I'd let you in just so I could feel you on top of me.
Suck on that, losers.
Hey, Johnny. Johnny Norman. Get yourself in here, Jackson.
Well, how bad you want me to get, Jack? If I get any worse, the Johnson office won't pass it.
A division of Line One Industries International. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Here we go now with the update for tomorrow's Halloween Big Money $2,500 Strip Trivia.
How's it looking, Yanni?
Looks really good.
All right, what we got?
We've got Jane, who looks like Anne Hathaway.
Okay.
Ooh, hello.
We have Katie, who looks like a thin Ricky Lake.
Okay.
Not possible. No, kidding.
Of course.
We have Monica, who looks like Fantasia Barrino.
Right, we spoke with her.
And since we're mentioning Fantasia Barrino, I know you've got some medical problems, but could we possibly get your, in my opinion, your finest impression ever?
Would you mind doing that for us, please?
Fantasia.
May I please ask? No, he's straining.
He is.
Yeah.
He is straining. He is not doing it. It's not as normal, is it?
He's straining to do it.
I don't want to hurt him. I really don't.
I don't want him to
get... God, that was insensitive of me. I'm sorry about
that. I don't want him to get another anal fissure.
God, that could really rip another one.
I thought that was tied off.
Well, maybe
it was not.
When you're well, son.
When your ass heals.
Yes.
With that day
coming.
Now back to Yanni.
Then we have Jeri, who looks like Heather Headley. Looked her up on the internet. Betty Fine.
Yeah. Heather Headley.
Yeah.
Headley?
Very pretty lady of color.
Yeah. Really?
Mina, who looks like Sandra Bullock.
Mm-hmm.
Melanie, who looks like Georgia Fox from CSI. Cool. And Lizzie, who says she looks like Donna from the West Wing.
Yeah, no, that's right, the one good. That's when we were speculating we'll wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, just in like a cold sweat going, did I call them?
Yeah, but I'm telling you, I like that chick on the West Wing.
Well, I hope she shows up.
We'll see now. And as far as the guys,
we have some smelly guys. We have Chris, Andrew, Bill, Cam, and Steve,
whatever.
Who we don't really care who they look like.
Very good.
All right, thank you, Johnny.
Thanks, Johnny.
All right, so it looks like tomorrow we'll be playing the Halloween edition of Strip Trivia. Don't forget, costumes, please.
Yes.
For the guys and for the gals. Game will start during the first hour of the show tomorrow.
Very, very exciting.
As much skin as possible. Yeah, what Ed?
You want to wear a short sleeve shirt.
Oh, that's where we get our flu shot. That's got to be like first break material.
Yeah, they're going to be here at 3 o'clock. So.
All right, ladies are coming in so we can get our flu shots tomorrow as
Thanks
well.
Thanks for doing that, Rob.
No Along problem. With the Halloween strip trivia, and then Joe will be out trick or beering at some point, if not tomorrow, the next day.
Very good.
Oh, listen, sidebar, we don't have time for this today. Our new station in Miami,
yes,
640 WMEN, they are continuing to get hate calls about our show, which is great.
Wow, that is good. That's a very good sign.
However, I want to say this delicately
so
that all the people on our fan site message boards don't get their panties in a royal wad.
Okay.
I was looking at the site a couple of seconds ago, and I see that the guy, his screen name on the message boards is former Bob Dole guy.
Oh, yeah.
I called this guy out when he called the show last week.
I remember that, right.
He's a guy who, I don't know, 10 years ago would call the show and go, Bob Dole.
Bob Dole.
Bob Dole.
Yeah.
That's it. So even on the message boards, they got sick of this guy, and they kicked him out because it's like he's living on this one thing that he had done, and he called the show, and I called him out on it, not in a mean-spirited way, just like, come on. Do something else to amuse us. It's been 10 years you're hanging on this thing. Well, I was looking on the fan site message board a second ago, and I see there's a thread about all the hate calls we're getting down in Miami. And this guy writes, hey, I don't want to brag or nothing, but I called and made a couple of fake calls, and they got on the air.
Oh.
And here's the phone number if anybody else wants to do it.
Oh.
Now, I understand you guys want to have a joke, but as soon as you start doing that, that means we're going to stop playing them because then it's like a made-up thing.
Right.
Then it's like you guys trying to prove that you're clever and funny and that you can do one that gets through. Well, that takes away the whole... That takes away... And I don't want to say the word legitimacy because we're talking about...
No, but it kind of... What it does is it waters it down.
Yeah.
It waters it down and it makes it less... fun for what we're doing here.
What makes the bit, for as long as it's going to live, great, is that at least I had thought until I read this today, that these were all really irate old people from South Florida.
Legit, that's
turns out about 99% of them are, but
right.
At least one of them has been this guy, the Bob Dole guy,
the Nimrod,
who couldn't wait to get on the website and write that he got through.
He is a handful, isn't he? No wonder that we've kicked him off the show now, and they've kicked him off the...
And,
well, obviously, he's back on the website.
Yeah. And I realize I'm running the risk of pissing these people off on this fan site, because they've given him a bunch of attaboys, you know, saying, that's the spirit and stuff. But really,
it's not.
That's not. Hold on.
I mean, really, what makes those calls wonderful is that they, you know, they're sincere. And that's the whole point of playing them. That's why, you know, I mean, anybody could, you know, I could sit there and call you and be, you know, Livia Soprano.
Right.
You know, for you. Grandpa Simpson.
Sure. You've got a million of them.
Buzz wanted me to call his Grandpa Simpson. You know.
Hey, dude, I'm going to take a nap now.
Right.
I mean, that's just not right.
Yeah, that's cheating.
It's not fair. And it's not only that, but it's because it's that particular guy.
Right. Hold on. Let me just see.
He lives to perform.
Okay.
What's that? No.
Hold on a second.
Well, they said they got 70 calls about this show alone.
There it is.
The other
day. All right, here it is.
Uh-huh.
Here is the thread. Okay. So, let me see. First guy writes, hopefully it's a matter of time until they get back on in Tampa. That or maybe a strong signal out of Lakeland or Orlando would do nicely. Next person writes, the crickets will be eating the eyeballs of those soon-to-be-dead old people who are complaining about the format change. All right, these are all good posts. Then, here we go. Former Bob Dole guy writes in, because I'm the master at stirring the pot, I've been calling into the line, and a few of my old lady impressions have actually gotten on. Shocking that I spend my time on these things, I know.
He's scary.
Not patting myself on the back, I swear.
No.
Here's the number.
Back off, Dexter.
And this is what gets me. Now, please don't do this. He writes, here's the number. And he gives the number for the radio station. And then he gives the extension where you leave messages.
Uh-huh.
It says, you know, stay classy, former Bob Dole guy.
Oh, that's crap.
And then someone else writes in, no foul on this one. It's new and original and in the spirit of recent events on the show.
What do you mean, in the spirit of recent events on the show? I don't understand that.
I don't know. That's what TLS 18823 writes.
Well, they're getting a little happy. Come on, help us out. I mean, if you enjoy the show, that is an alleged fan site. And, you know, help us out and, you know,
just really
shoot this guy down a little bit.
Just please don't screw with that, because now what's going to happen is we had a segment of it today. And to be honest with you, I don't know now what's real and I don't know what's fake. So we got to go through and try to figure out.
Now we're going to listen to everyone with the thought in mind, real, fake, real, fake.
You know, and I don't want to say that our listeners have ruined a bit for us, because it had an expiration date, just like the listeners down in Florida do. But really, guys, what made that so great was that we naively believed that all of those were real calls, and now we know that at least a few of them came from people on our message boards.
God, you know what I'm getting paranoid about now?
Knock it off.
Now I'm thinking of some of those really old people that said suck, because old people don't say that. Really, really old people don't say that. Now I'm paranoid about that.
I think maybe he's lying. Maybe he's just trying to jump on board. I think those calls sounded too genuine.
They sounded pretty, and I think suck.
Well, most of them sounded genuine, but I mean, anybody can fake a voice. You know, I mean, you can do that. I think it can happen.
I believe him.
Do you really?
Well, plus, the guy's got the radio station number and the extension. I mean, he did a little research, and after all, he does have a name on a message board based on the fact that he was a random caller to our show 10 years ago.
As an old guy.
Yeah.
What did we ban him for? Was he going to do the Bob Dole thing again, or was it something else?
No, his other big claim to fame was, have you crapped your pants
crapped
yet?
Your pants, man.
Oh, God.
That guy. You know, and
dear.
I'm sorry, you're guilty, more guilty of laughing at that one than I am.
Well, towards the end, yeah. I mean, you laughed at the beginning, right. It was good at the beginning.
Did you crap your pants?
Crap your pants. See, now I've conditioned myself where I don't even laugh when you say it.
I believe on his last call, you challenged him to give you something, and he gave you nothing.
Yeah,
and then you banned him.
But, dude, don't give us something by ruining a really good bit we've got going, at least for for another week on the station down in Miami.
What he's doing is he's messing with the reality of it.
Yeah.
That's what I don't like. I don't like that at all.
You understand, it's the sanctity, it's the purity.
That's right.
It's like Pete Rose betting on baseball.
Well, don't you think, really, I have the biggest gripe with that guy?
I mean, hasn't he always, like, tried to, like, kind of come into what I do on the show? You know, the Bob Dole guy,
right.
And then he's doing his little voices, and now he's doing it. And I was doing Livy Soprano during that, you know, and now he's, like, calling up, and I'm sure he's doing an old lady, and that obviously it's what he said he did, you know? You know what I think I'm going to do?
What?
I'm just going to make him. I'm going to make him crap his pants. I'm really going to do that. No, I'm just going to hit him.
Don't cause a fissure.
You're going to give him a fissure.
Make him take some suppositories.
And there's where we came in.
Lovely fissure, man. It always gets back to the fissure today.
Sure does. Rob's the fissure king.
And we have to break down because Rob's got to go take a soak. He's got to take a nice soak. Nice hot soak.
It's bad.
And while you're out, make sure you get me my Steve Irwin costume.
Of course.
I want the one just like Bill Maher. We're getting a lot of emails on our website. With people that don't like this thing, this Bill Maher picture.
Really?
I mean, well, first of course it's in poor taste. Please.
That's why we're showing it.
And also, look how effed up he is.
Yeah.
Just look how effed up Bill Maher is in the picture where he's got the giant stingray coming out of his
chest. He is known for these kind of missteps occasionally.
He might have been drinking.
For goodness sakes. You think so, Buzz?
I think he might have.
Think so, Bob?
Yeah.
We'll be right back, everybody.
I got no respect for anybody that would make fun of that situation.
Me either, crikey. What was her name again?
Bindi.
Bindi the who?
Crikey, Bindi the Jungle Girl. Hey, Bill Maher, I'm going to cut your throat, mate.
Be right back.
See you later, dog.
Crikey.
Bye-bye. Crikey.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That looks innocent enough, doesn't it? Lots of young people hitchhike. Seems like a good way to get from one place to another. But sometimes there are dangers involved that never meet the eye. So no matter where you meet a stranger, be careful if they are too friendly. One never knows when the homosexual is about.
Exactly.
Let's take the case of Jimmy Barnes. Jimmy played baseball all afternoon, and he didn't feel like walking home, so he decided to thumb a ride.
Hi, Jimmy.
He'd done it 100 times before. He didn't think anything was unusual when the driver struck up a friendly conversation. In fact, he seemed like a real nice guy.
Homo.
What Jimmy didn't know was that Ralph was sick. A sickness that was not visible like smallpox, but no less dangerous and contagious. Mm. A sickness of the mind. You see, Ralph was a homosexual.
Oh, my God.
A person who demands an intimate relationship with members of their own sex.
I demand it.
Run, Jimmy.
So no matter where you meet a stranger, be careful if they are too friendly, if they try to win your confidence too quickly, and if they become overly personal.
Yeah.
One never knows when the homosexual is about.
The Don and Mike Show.
That could lead to anal fissures.
Show it to me, Jimmy.
Broadcasting from a studio made entirely of chocolate, the Don and Mike Show.
I will never kiss your big, fat, square ass.
All right, Bill.
She's good.
Let me see. Oh, Strip Trivia is on for tomorrow.
Yeah, we got a nice compliment
Beautiful.
Of people.
Big Halloween show for you tomorrow. Earlier, 3 hours ago, when we started the show, the very first call that we took, finally have tracked out what's going down. They asked us about the situation in Baltimore with 98 Rock.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I see now I'm on the Radio and Records website, and I see what they've done is they've hired some guys from 98 Rock
mm-hmm.
to do the morning show on our station in Baltimore.
Ah. Really?
Which kind of sucks. I don't know why they would take the junkies off.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just skimming the article as I always do looking for our names.
Right.
Anything, and I actually do see our names. So
well, we read every article in the trade publication
anyway, so
for one reason.
Let me see. Kirk McEwen and Mark Oyandalko have exited 98 Rock and will turn up in mornings on Free FM.
Huh.
Both Kirk and I are excited to join the CBS family. Personally, it gives me a chance to grow and be associated with legendary broadcasters like Don and Mike.
Hey, Kirk, thank you very much.
Well, we'll see about that.
I met him a long time ago. Real nice guy.
Don't you know my bio? I don't talk to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I won't be your friend.
Oh, stop it,
I'm kidding, of course.
Of course, you don't have to be now that you're in your own palace.
No.
No need to interact.
So anyway, you know, that's a weird situation.
Yeah, that is weird. I mean,
on one hand, we want to say, you know, I guess that's okay, because they said something nice about us in a trade magazine. On the other hand, I feel bad for the junkies. On the other hand, do the junkies even ever acknowledge the fact that we are on the same radio station as them, except if they want to throw one of their little digs in that I hear, like, you know, we were begging for the morning job when they got it a year ago. So I don't know.
Right, right.
You know, don't know. Anyway, that's what's happening in Baltimore. We're getting a lot of calls about that.
People seems to be stirring up a lot of things in Baltimore, and we're still on the air in Baltimore.
People are asking,
to the best of our knowledge.
People are asking us to comment on that, and it don't involve our shift, you know. Wish the junkies well.
I mean, in the purest sense of the word, we don't have a dog in that fight.
Yep. Wish the new guys well. Whatever, you know. Whatever guy it is that gets the morning show at any place in this company should just be advised.
Oh, my God.
There are two boys in New York that really are just a pubic hair away from taking your job.
Very, very tough situation.
Yeah, right.
For anybody doing that.
Correctamundo. You know, because a year ago, let's face it, yeah, we were begging for the job. Everybody in the company was begging for the job.
Oh, absolutely.
But, you know, things happen. Circumstances happen. Things change, Mike.
You know, we would have done well in that, and we know we would have, but, you know, with all the crap that has gone on since then, I sometimes think, you know, well then, fine.
Yep.
Yeah. Well then, fine.
Ended up fine where we are.
Mm-hmm.
So
nice.
Anyway, good wishes to those who are leaving. Good wishes to those who are staying.
Amen.
And anyway, blah, blah.
La, la.
La, la. Big L, big A. Mm-hmm. La, la.
Right.
Yesterday, I do not have tape of this for you. And it's so retarded. I shared it with Rob, like everything retarded, but you'll appreciate it too. I was flipping around in the middle of all the games, watching, of all things, the Bears. I'm not a Bears fan, but I've got Sexy Rexy on my team, on my fantasy team.
Right. Man, you lived in Chicago for a while.
Yeah, I worked there for 5 years, so I've kind of followed the Bears, but I'm a Packers fan. Mm-hmm. You know, the Packers hate the Bears.
Right.
And they're wearing their ugly orange uniforms.
I hate those uniforms!
And I noticed right away the dulcet tones of Pat Summerall calling the games.
I beg your pardon?
Mike, hold on a second. Two things that he said. First, he said, good to be back in newly renovated Soldier Field. I remember when I played my first game here, 58 years ago.
Whoa!
Wow. I about fell out. He said 58 years
ago. Pat has got to be 80 now, right?
Who knows? So I called Rob and I said, Rob, do you have the Sunday ticket? And he said, no. And he said, oh, that's too bad. Summerall's calling the game. Well, about 2 hours later, I just flipped back on the Bears game and... Here's and thank goodness for TiVo, again, I was able just to rewind it and play it for the phone.
Right.
Play it over the phone for Rob, where he said, 49ers ball, first and 10. It's a handoff to the left. Breaks a tackle out to the 21. Arnaz battle for the San Francisco 49ers. Frank Gore. I beg your pardon. That was
his trademark. When he would screw up, he would always correct himself by saying, I beg your pardon. And unfortunately, as he got longer in the tooth, the beg your pardons came, you know, fast and furious.
He's 76 now.
Right.
76.
Right,
God love him. And he had a problem with the hooch. And wasn't he flying across the country?
Yeah.
And he said, like, his stomach was Swiss cheese.
His stomach was starting to eat itself or something like that.
I remember some of the quotes he said, I was the king of unwinding.
yeah, buddy. Okay, so anyway, that's the Pat Summerall update for you.
Hunks of his stomach in the toilet.
That was it, Robbie.
That's
he
right.
He threw up hunks of his toilet in the stomach.
Hunks of his stomach in the toilet. Kind of a stomach fissure.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Rob did the same thing. It was just a different end.
Yeah, you know, as long as we're talking about football. Two very quick phone calls, and then we've got to move right to Bob's news tonight. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened to the show. It's you and your ass, Rob.
Sorry about my ass.
You and your anal fissure really have taken up all the time today. Come on now, daughter. Where are you? Come on, where are you, daughter?
On the way to the game.
Oh, no. It's only 5 o'clock in Minneapolis.
Well, that's weird, but doesn't the game start at 8 o'clock?
Yeah, 8 o'clock local time. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let me try yourself. Hold on. Just want to make sure she doesn't dress too sexy tonight.
You're being the protective papa.
Well, you know, I don't want to be a perv, but, she's...
You're not a perv. You're normal dad. That's perfectly normal.
Good-looking woman.
What do you think I'd be doing?
Good-looking young woman. My daughter is dressing up like a Playboy bunny with her husband to go to the Monday night football
game. I'd be on the phone. Hello, Brink Security? Yes, don't follow too close.
Ah, screw it. I'm not going to get her.
But she said she'd probably get some TV time.
Automatic voice message system.
Amy.
Is not available.
There she is.
To page this person, press 5 now.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, it's me, Daddy. Listen, I told everybody you're going to be at Monday Night Football tonight dressed like a Playboy bunny.
Have fun, Amy.
Don't sex it up, okay? All right, bye. I love you. Talk to you later. Now, here's the update.
You notice how quiet I am when you're doing that?
It was just a bunch of guys who enjoyed playing the game with an opportunity to play for a living. A meager living, but a living.
Stop it. Stop it with the Pat Summerall.
A living. I'm Pat Summerall.
That was the practice.
No, stop it.
Beg your pardon.
Stop it. Would you just stop it?
I mean, that was bad news, the fact that you did something like that the night before the game.
Shut up, God.
Shut up!
She'll be at the game tonight, dressed like a skank. Look for her. Here's an update from my other kid. Bart will be home this weekend. They have something called, at Clemson, I guess a lot of ACC schools have this, fall break. As a parent, it's retarded. Here's the good part and the bad part of it. The good part is your kid goes to college 3 weeks before anybody else in the world does.
Right.
Like in August, I say adios because he has to go to college.
Well, that's right. Isn't it like August 2nd or something like that?
Yeah.
Wow.
But then he gets a fall break, which is coming up this weekend and lasts into the beginning of next week.
Mm-hmm.
Then in 2 weeks, he gets time off for Thanksgiving.
Right.
And then in like 3 weeks after that, he gets time off for Christmas. So it's a whole bunch of time together.
Strange time for a break.
He will, anyway, he'll be home this weekend. I'm thrilled he'll be home this weekend.
Sure.
Maybe he'll come by the show one day. A lot of his friends hang around this area. I'm going to do some Janet and Bart getting together this weekend, because that seems to be going pretty well. And there was one other thing that happened with my girlfriend over the weekend that she thought was a real big deal. And I'll see if she even remembers.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Really?
7.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. Oh, that's the wrong number. Hold on. 7-0-3-0-2-2-2-2-2-2. I think this makes us a closer boyfriend girlfriend couple, but it didn't have the significance that she put on it.
Oh. Hello.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hi there. Are you ready for a quiz, Janet?
What are you quizzing me on?
All right, Janet Adrian.
Yes.
I like using your whole name. This past weekend.
Yes.
What is the thing that you did that, in your mind, bonded us closer than we have ever bonded in the almost 10 months now that we have been dating?
I got to go shopping for you.
And what did you buy?
And I bought you Calvin Klein's.
No. Just bring it down to the generic level.
The generic level? I bought you underwear.
Underpants!
Wow.
Yes.
You know, the funny thing is that I was totally, this is like so much that we are on the same wavelength at the same time within 2 minutes of me making the decision that, then the one thing that got us one step closer was that I did your laundry.
Last weekend. Oh, boy.
That
feels it.
All of your laundry.
Well, I guess that's what made her think about buying the underwear.
I suppose.
No.
You better watch it there, suppository.
They make special applications for that, Rob.
I will ask the question.
Anyway,
did doing the laundry in any way result in the purchase of new underwear?
No, not at all.
Right. Oh, come on, don't lie. You said to me.
Oh no, there's just some of the bands were frayed.
And of course she's ignoring the stains.
I would imagine that any underwear that would have the bands frayed would be.
Yeah. So here's the deal.
They were pristine, other than
this
the
is,
bands.
No, don't lie. This is why she really got emotional and thought that we really had come together after, you know, we've been dating, like I said, about 10 months. She said, I can't believe, she went to Costco yesterday. She said, I can't believe you called me and you asked me to actually pick you up underpants. That makes us so close because I was thinking about buying you underpants. Now, at the time, I didn't think that this was like a romantic, like, you know,
breakthrough
Cupid
moment.
Bringing out his arrow. I, as a matter of fact, I was very happy she went to the store and bought everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, guess how many pairs of underpants she bought me?
700?
No, come on. Give me a real number, Mike.
50.
No, a real number.
That was a real number. 25.
I thought it was a high number. She bought me 18 pairs.
18 pairs.
18 pairs.
Well, it's Costco.
So an S.
That's why I was answering the way I was answering. It's Costco.
You go to Costco.
These pack heads. You can't buy like two.
No, yes, you can. She bought three packs of six each. Okay?
Well, six would be the minimum. Yes.
I expected she would pick up a six pack. By picking up 18, what she's saying to me is, in essence, hey, congratulations.
Right.
Chuck. I feel so close to you now, I can finally say.
Were they a variety of colors?
No.
No, they were all just...
They were all tidy-whities?
Tidy-whity
colors. No, I can get them any granimals.
Yeah, well, that's it's a good value.
You know, you have more. I was just, that was just the starting point. I'm quite certain that there were more than that number in your drawer.
Well, they're all gone now.
I know.
Oh, that's great, man. You can get all brand new ones.
All the bad ones are gone now.
I don't know
what you did with them because I was looking for them.
I know you.
I
know you were. can I tell you where they are?
Where?
They are right in the garbage can in my bathroom, right next to the toilet. Where you would never look. I must have stuffed 20 pairs of old daddy. 20 pairs of ratty underpants are there for the cleaning lady to find.
Everywhere.
Oh, you didn't look in the right place.
Okay.
All right, sweetie. Thank you for that. I'll see you later.
Okay.
Hey, how about that Rob hemorrhoid thing, though?
Yeah.
Janet was among the first to hear that on Saturday.
The lucky lady.
She knew the unbridled joy. Mike, she felt the unbridled joy that I had when I tried to call you with the...
Yes. Very good.
I bet I know how she responded. Did you say, now I must meet and be with him again? Let's get together with the Spiewaks.
Rob, I did have to pick up her prescription when I was at Costco, and that butt case was just the box.
I told
really
him already. I wasn't making that up.
Thank you for thinking of my glutes.
Goodbye, sweetie.
Oh, now that you put it that way.
It's humiliating enough, but I just, I didn't want you to have to suffer. I was just thinking of a comfort level.
The next time you're at Costco, ask the druggist if they have the suppository in my string.
Okay. Goodbye now. Bye, friend.
Goodbye, friend.
Goodbye. See you later.
Goodbye.
Well, congratulations on the underwear.
I wasn't making that up. She actually called me from Costco, and she said, do you think Rob, with his hemorrhoid problem, would want me to buy him butt paste?
Butt paste is exterior.
Yeah.
The suppository is interior.
Right.
That's the educational part of the butt that we've learned about today on the
Thank
show.
Thank you, Mike. You helped me out with
If you ever have the anal fissure, make sure you get an Asian doctor.
I depend on Sue. Sue Pository.
I don't think we asked how many a day.
Or two.
You've already done
just
one.
Three's a half.
One in the morning after my soak.
Right. Right.
And one in the night when I'm good and drunk.
I have to ask. So technically, is there one in there now?
It's got to have dissolved
now.
Yeah,
they melt quickly.
It has vaporized. It melts in your ass, not your mouth.
But later tonight, right?
Yeah. Should I call?
show.
I'm thinking sometime during the first quarter.
Well,
as soon as I see Tony Kornheiser.
How about as soon as you see my daughter? As soon as you see my daughter.
Oh, dear. Oh. God.
That's a deal.
That's a deal.
Okay, hey, Bob.
Yeah.
There's Bobby over there.
Uh-huh.
Bobby the pimp.
Yeah.
Ready for some shirt trivia, Bobby?
Ready. Ready for some Zappa news?
I said, are you ready for some strip trivia over there? And he said, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about some news first?
Oh, we can do that.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Retarded Human Shield. Don Geronimo and Michael Miller.
He's mildly retarded.
Hey, tomorrow. All Hallows Eve. Big money, $2,500.
Big money.
Halloween strip trivia, it's back.
Oh, boy, we got a nice selection of folks.
Beach towel time. Tomorrow, J.O. show. Tomorrow, Working show. Tomorrow, Meet Your Man. Tomorrow, Rubber Meets the Road. Tomorrow.
Right. Say hi to the old fella tomorrow.
Gotta hand it to you. Say hi to Rosie Palm.
Time to kill the chicken.
Tomorrow. Now here's Bob.
Hi,
Bob's all sex stuff.
Yes, I am. Bob's your uncle.
Bob sex.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Bob.
If you're feeling a little tired right about now, it's probably partly because your body is used to this moment being an hour later in the day.
Hello?
Because your sleep pattern has been shifted in an obvious... an obvious ploy to sell batteries for smoke detectors.
You know, I didn't have time to tell you this.
What?
I will try to keep this brief because I know Buzz is doing the news now. But about the time change?
Yes.
I drove my girlfriend crazy on Saturday.
How so?
I reset every clock in the house and my watch and the cars and everything on Saturday night. Because I thought... why buy into the thing of waking up on Sunday and thinking...
right. Waking up at 2 a.m.
Anyway, at one point on Saturday night, we rented some crappy movie with Jennifer Aniston and Catherine Keener that she didn't like. It was a chick flick.
Huh.
We got done with that, and she said, I can't believe it's only 9 o'clock. I said, no, it's 10 o'clock. She said, no, it's every clock. I said, I already moved the clocks ahead. She said, why? I said, to get a jump on. to get yourself acclimated.
Well, you're a little obsessive compulsive that way.
Yes, and
just get it done.
It pisses me off. I said, I want to know when I wake up tomorrow morning that the time I'm waking up is the time that everybody's pretending it is.
All set.
That I'm not going to get up with that thought, like Buzz just said, that really 72 hours ago we would be all be pretending that it's an hour later than it is now.
Right. So you don't buy into that extra hour of sleep thing?
I do not.
No, no, nor do I.
I do not. I found that I stayed up later and got up earlier on that.
I did too. Yeah. I stayed up later and actually got up earlier. It was not. It didn't affect me at all.
How did it affect your anal fissure?
Every time so far that we've had daylight savings fall back, I've had blood in the toilet.
Oh,
I don't know what it is.
What is it about falling back that pops a hole in the duke?
I don't know. Did you find yourself waking up earlier, really? Because I did too.
Yes,
I woke up at like 4:45.
I swear to God.
I woke up at 2 a.m. That's a little too early.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, fall back will fall later in the fall, the first Sunday in November, and will spring forward 3 weeks earlier next year second Sunday in March.
Good. That's good because the other time is the real time.
It's for you. Daylight savings time.
In my humble opinion.
See, now, really, I mean, the original time was standard time, so the made-up one is daylight savings time, which you have now embraced as the real time.
No one is.
Just so you'll know.
No
so the time we're on now is the real time.
The real time. No one's taking advantage of my plan, which is fall back and spring back. So you just every two...
you just gave, you
lose
two
an hour.
Hours.
It's yeah.
1962 again.
That's wonderful. So like in 24 years, you gain a day of sleep.
Exactly, and my ass has never felt better.
It's an exercise we go through twice a year to save a little of our energy resources. Apparently, we're still fine-tuning it. It'll be different next year. Don't count on caffeine to save you. In fact, your energy drink is trying to kill you.
Oh, look out!
7-Eleven has stopped carrying the not-so-soft drink cocaine based on complaints from parents. Kids are showing up in emergency rooms after figuring if one can is good, three is even better.
You know what one mom said, I heard her say, she said, she don't lie, she don't lie, she don't lie.
Okay.
And he's performing that again after many, many years.
He's altered it a little bit, trying to make it a little more anti-cocaine song.
Like an anti-coke song.
Right.
Come on, Eric.
Nearly a third of all teenagers drink Red Bull or Monster or Rockstar or Balls or Pit Fruits or even the brand called cocaine. Ironically, as you can tell by the names, the danger is part of what makes these beverages more attractive. And don't think parents just don't understand, they're drinking the stuff too. The market for these drinks has grown 80%.
We're about an out of 7 Rock.
He's had to jump into that.
In the last year. President Bush is reportedly hoarse.
Coke is bad, right?
Yeah, right.
Right?
Very bad.
Right?
Very illegal. President Bush is reportedly hoarse from the shouting he's done as he campaigns across the country to try to keep control of both houses of Congress.
Fancy digs you got here.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
It is likely his last trip down the campaign trail, this being his last term as president. And in 28 years of campaigning, there have been some squeakers, but he's never actually lost one. Not that you could prove, anyway.
Here comes Georgie Cottontail hopping down the campaign trail.
But he appears to be within range of losing this one, with the midterm
congressional elections just over a week away.
Carl, I need a can of cocaine.
Polls show the Democrats may get the 15 wins they need to retake control of the House and maybe even the 6 wins they need to reclaim the Senate. A lot of voters see the election as their chance to express their disapproval of the war in Iraq, or at least the handling of that war. In essence, voters are choosing to either stay the course or beat feet out of Iraq. Stories like this one don't help. I'll save it for after the break.
Oh, all right. You're just like Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, he's teasing us.
After the break.
Where's my cocaine?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Let me try it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, forever straining at stool. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh. That's not funny.
How really with today's show that one is.
I know.
Let's hear that one again.
Please.
Forever straining at stool. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, no, keep our names out of it.
Please do.
That's not funny.
Keep our names out of it.
You know what that is? That's a very poignant slice of life.
Yeah, don't worry, Rob. I think there's been a time or two when we've done it, too.
Mike, not like that. We've never burst a blood vessel in our ass.
No.
Forever straining at stool.
God, it's like you had a tape recorder there.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
With me in my bathroom, Little Richard standing there, rooting me on. Go, Rob, go.
We are Don and Mike. We approve of this ad.
We approve of this message.
Now here is Bob with news.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, here's where we left off. A government report just out says the U.S. military has failed to track the whereabouts of tens of thousands of weapons that were supposed to help the Iraqis control their own security. Of the 500,000 weapons we were supposed to have provided, they got about 12,000 of them. Thousands of 9mm pistols and assault rifles are unaccounted for, according to the Inspector General of the United States.
What happened?
Along with machine guns, about 100 of those. He says the Pentagon didn't even write down the serial numbers to the missing guns.
Oh, it's disgusting campaign.
Black market dealers thrive on the streets of Baghdad.
Black market.
This is Robert the Mailman.
They can also get you uniforms. Americans apparently believe the government might do some things better if it didn't try to do so much. Almost echoing conservative Republican President Ronald Reagan, a new survey shows most of us believe the U.S. government is into too many things, trying to do too much. They also appear to believe, as Reagan put it, government's not the answer to our problems. Government is the problem. This new CNN poll shows that Americans know government's gotten bigger over the last 4 years, along with the bill to pay for it all. 54% of us say the government's trying to do too many things that should be left to individuals and businesses. Only 37% of us think the government should do more. Just over half of us think the government should promote the so-called traditional values.
I think they're doing a super job.
And the ratings show they're doing a super job. Has no one fought that?
And here's today's tip for saving money on gasoline. Drop a few pounds. A new study says Americans are burning nearly a billion more gallons of gasoline a year than we did 40 years ago because we're all fatter.
I can't believe it's time to fill up again. Jesus, I was just at this gas station Thursday.
More weight means lower gas mileage.
Well, the problem. You go to the gas station, you get yourself some pastries.
Right?
Absolutely. The good stale kind stay there.
A fat guy has to fill up more than a skinny guy who drives the same car with the same kind of driving.
Why do they call them Slim Jims? Nothing slim about that, baby.
Especially when you eat 30 of them.
The guy who weighs 100 pounds less only saves about $40 a year, but as recently as a few weeks ago, it may have been more.
That's not the reason I use too much gas.
Maybe
the drive-through is.
The study also says that getting fatter has driven up the cost of flying. Every additional pound per passenger drives up airline fuel consumption.
I gotta buy 2 first-class seats now.
Fuel consumption.
I'm not big enough to buy. I'm not small enough to buy 2 regular coach seats.
Flight attendant, I need the extension.
Airline fuel consumption up by 39 million gallons a year.
That's a thirsty point.
After a while in prison, even the cafeteria lady began to look good, an affair to remember after the break.
Some guy with the cafeteria lady.
Yeah, I had an affair with my eclair.
I did too, until a good friend of mine had anal fissure.
Did you hear about that? Yeah, and an internal hemorrhoid.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Go. Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Here's to sunnier days. Good times, good times, good times. With the Don and Mike Show.
Big Halloween strip trivia tomorrow.
Oh, what a show tomorrow.
Beach Towel Club time. Now, once again, here's Bobby Sex.
Hi, Don and Mike.
That's with two X's.
That's right. Finally, who knows how it began with a 35-year-old prisoner in Fitchburg, Wisconsin, not far from Madison. At what point in his sentence did he decide that the 63-year-old cafeteria lady looked pretty good?
Probably about the time that a man who looks like his grandpa wanted to stick his tongue down his throat.
She says she was so flattered by the attention, she welcomed him into her walk-in freezer for a series of mealtime quickies.
And I would, if you were in jail with a bunch of horny guys,
absolutely,
wouldn't you go after, even if it was a large marge?
Mm-hmm. The 63-year-old cafeteria lady is not proud of this. Quoting Marion Sullins, "I feel I've let myself down. I let everybody down." We know of an inmate half her age who disagrees. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time. We gotta go. See you tomorrow.
Yeah, baby.
For the whole big Halloween show. Trivia. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, Bobby Sex.
Good day to you, sir.
And how's your anal fissure?
I hope it doesn't bother me at the Zappa concert.
It won't. You're our ace in the hole, Rob.
This is the Don and Mike Show.